For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
All right, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports Studio number 5.
Hooray.
We're super excited. I'm here with Jason Tebow. Also join us, and I'm very excited, good friend of ours, Kareem. Kareem Matthews. I knew that.
Glad to be the first guest in the new studio.
No. I think, and Mike Flynn's joining us here, who's running the studio.
Hi, Sam.
No.
You're here with All Things Comedy. You're putting the studio together. I want to know if we are making All Things Comedy history by having the first black guest in studio.
Ooh.
Is he the Jackie Robinson of this studio?
Of podcasting. Ooh.
No, he's not.
Damn! Oh, nobody Damn cares it. About number two.
Well, that was this whole episode. Oh, thanks,
man.
Everybody.
Nobody cares. Who's number okay. two? Who's number one?
Who was it?
We've had a lot of we had a lot of marathon sessions of podcasters coming in and doing, you know, whole chunks of podcasting.
Uh-huh.
There's been a lot of people that have come through.
You can say black. There have been blacks. Have you allowed the
I
blacks
think that
in?
Means yes, Sam.
How many blacks have we had in here?
We're all inclusive. All things
Do you have any Mexican or Latin in you? We could be the first Latin.
No, I was trying to go for black. At least number two, though.
Yeah.
I could have been that dude from the Indians.
Yeah.
Larry Doby or whatever.
Yeah. Nobody talks about.
Right.
Jackie Robinson's everybody's
numbers are tied. Yeah.
He's just like, God
Larry
Doby
doesn't even get free passes to games.
He's got bitter.
Yeah,
you know, when they were Rochambeau on who was the first
it's like the
one.
Second guy to land on the moon.
Yeah.
It's like,
when they were Rochambeau on who's going to go to the moon. I mean, what a crazy light.
Right.
I mean, like, just who goes first?
That close. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you think they're fighting for the first one to be able to jump out there?
I'm sure they were. You know, when they first land on the moon, one guy had to stay in the thing.
Yeah, and he's
probably
and
the other guy's got to like walk around and fuck around on the moon, and he just had to sit in there like he was grounded.
Yeah.
See, at least they were able to like have a record of that, though, because like now with the Bin Laden shit, like everyone's saying they're the one that shot Bin Laden.
Oh yeah, everybody's fighting over
like,
there.
Yeah, no, it was me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it was me.
You know why? Because so many people came back from that, like whatever those, you know, SEAL Team 6 or whatever. There's like 8 of them or whatever.
Right.
They all came back and they all had to tell their wives, like, yeah, I did it.
Right.
And now one guy came out of the book and all 7 of their wives were like, oh really?
Yeah,
that's he's hilarious. Like, no, it was me. Now everyone's painting themselves into a corner.
Oh, that's great. They should all give their that'd be a great like National Geographic or sci-fi thing. Each one gives their account.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
see
it's
how
just
different
totally,
they are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Mike, let's real quick, because I know you gotta go. Where'd you gotta go make pizza or something like that?
I gotta go make some phone calls.
Okay. Mike,
tell like that needs some pot.
About this really exciting thing going on here at All Things Comedy before we send you off about TubeStart.com.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, we have a fundraiser going on right now till December 8th. And if you go to TubeStart.com, you'll see a pitch video there that talks about what we're doing. And really, the funding helps us to create, to do podcasts here in our new studio in Hollywood. And we don't charge the comics. We, we want to help the comics and find opportunities for them. So
it's comedy owned by comedians, for comedians, by comedians. So, like, let's say, you know, it's like, since we all own this, I can come in and grab the camera. I could bring it to my house, film myself doing weird shit and bring it back. No, I'm only kidding. But things
pretty,
we want to do
sure
here,
he was
right?
Serious.
I mean, we're not getting into the specifics, but we'd like to make this a fully operational studio with
yes.
live streaming.
Absolutely.
We're going to play video.
Skype, all
yeah,
kinds of stuff.
Skype, everything. And it's like, it's already a good looking studio. It just needs a couple more things. And at the end of the day, how many podcasts are on All Things Comedy?
Oh, we have like 51 and we're still adding more.
51 podcasts. Mm-hmm. And each podcast has probably two or more comics on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 100 comics. So, and all your favorites are here. And it's like you help them. You help them. They're going to ask you to do that much. $5. I mean, you can't get anything for $5 anymore. You can barely get a gallon of gas.
Yeah, you can't get shit.
$5.
Right.
Yeah, we give you, it's a cool looking sticker that just says, I support all things comedy. There's a mug on there for $10, and we have a t-shirt.
For and then 25, right?
T-shirt? Yeah, and then there's new t-shirts coming out probably next week or maybe when you hear this. Just go to tubestart.com and check that out.
So it's a lot of great stuff going on. Help us, help you, help us.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mike.
It. We love
awesome.
It.
We're happy to be here, buddy.
We're happy to be here.
Great location.
Great location.
Way
easy
down
to get here.
Great location.
Really close to where I live, which has
it's
always
Hollywood,
been crazy.
Baby.
No bad Mexican
juju.
No, but bad Mexican security guards.
Oh, are you over at the fucking
getting in fight with this guy with cerebral palsy?
I saw a black guy out there when I walked up.
You did?
And he didn't look like he was paying much attention. Like,
now, let me ask you something. When you walk by a black guy, do you give him the hey? Hey, United?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Revolution?
Absolutely.
What is that?
I give him the up, though.
Uh-huh.
There's a up and then there's a down.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
The up is like, hey, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the down is for.
It's like, what's down?
No. Is it? What's
well, when would you give a down?
Yeah.
I don't
question.
Know. I never give a down.
But you've seen the down?
I mean, you know, the down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the up. I feel like the up.
Maybe the down is, hey, what's up? The down is, we down? We cool?
Ah,
we cool? I'm like almost like
more of a question because the up is more of a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's I like that, Sam. I like your interpretation of the head sign language.
I've been trying to make this point on stage and then we'll get into our sponsors real quick about how like women hate catcalls from guys. And I totally understand that. I mean, it's you're allowed to hit on chicks. I've said this on my other podcast. But when it becomes harassment and stalking, that's when it gets bad.
Right.
But we can't legislate hitting on women. It's just the way it is.
Right. That's man.
That's what you know we do.
They did that in the cave.
And women better.
It was worse back then. They would hit them with fucking clubs.
Yeah,
and
that's
just drag
literally
them
why
off.
They call hit.
Yeah,
on.
The good old days.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But the truth is, man, it's like women like getting hit on as much as men. That's why women.
It depends who's hitting on them.
And no, how
hold
you
on,
do
hold
it,
on.
Though.
Of course, of course.
And how you do it.
But mm-hmm. women like attention. Like
more
the game
anyone.
As much as men do.
They like it more.
That's why I'm like, women better start stepping up, telling these fat bitches to fucking stop with this bitching and moaning about guys. That's how you regulate. I mean, even the black-white relationship, as much as the blacks, Martian stuff like that, it took white people going, dude, we got to stop treating people like shit.
Oh, right,
change
right.
comes from within.
Right. No,
you know,
that's,
so
that's a good point.
These fat bitches are going around crying about guys saying, how are you? God bless.
You
have a great day.
You think it's the fat chicks, though?
Of course it is.
I think the fat chicks like that.
Oh, what's your take on this?
I agree with Kareem.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah. Who's
no, I think they'll take what they
who's
get.
Who's bitching?
The hot chicks that
the
are like,
uppity,
you're not hot
yes,
enough to be
to,
coming
right,
at me.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're okay. the ones that's
because
always
those are also
great.
The same
say the super hot chicks or the chicks
no.
who are okay
sevens
looking
and higher. Sevens and higher.
You think tens are bitching about getting hit on?
By construction workers yapping at them. Right. It's like, dude, you're not balling enough to be yapping
right.
at me.
I mean, you figure how many times does a 10 get hit on a day? Like, you saw that one chick in New York that walked around with the
yeah,
camera
but that's what started
she
the,
wasn't even
that
a
video,
10. You know
that
saying?
Video hurt that movement because they tried to show that how bad it is and all they could find and they were acting like, we didn't use all the bad ones. No, why wouldn't you use
right,
all the bad
that's what
you're
doing
going
for it
maximum
for.
Effect.
Right,
yeah,
that's
like
what you're doing 12 hour day.
And the best
cut
you got is,
fucking 4
God
minutes.
Bless you. Have a great day.
Here's the other thing. It's like, you're doing that in like Harlem, and they were in Harlem.
Yeah.
They were in like Manhattan. They're going to the most crowded, populated place
places,
and
right.
marching some chick around.
That's
in
where
front
dudes
of,
are going to look for chicks.
It's like, hey, here's what you we need to do. We need to stop with these dogs that are going crazy. And I make a video of me parading around a dog park with a steak in my hand.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a problem when this is happening, when women are walking down the street in, like, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah,
right. Now totally, it's a problem. Right, when you're right. walking around Harlem, shaking your fucking fat rump.
And in Manhattan.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't go there.
Like, that's where guys go looking for chicks.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I think the chicks
Hollywood
know
Boulevard
that.
At midnight.
Right, exactly.
I know full I well. If I got a girlfriend and she's like, hey, I'm going to go, me and my girls are going to the clubs
you know
on Hollywood
going,
Boulevard at midnight.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Be careful walking around when you leave that club.
And you know what they're going
you know what
looking
I mean?
For.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
why.
It's a dick hunt. I mean,
That's why.
But the fact that they only got those...
If you jump into a shark tank wearing a chum bathing suit, you can't get fucking... You can't
mad
blame
at
yourself.
The shark, you know what I'm saying?
It's, I'm with you. Women have the right... And it's very interesting when you bring this up. Women, they have a very different view of it. Because they really think that, you know, like, if I want you to hit on me, don't hit on me. I'm like, I understand where that sounds great. But it's like,
but in reality, we got to give it a shot.
How can you legislate hitting it?
We got to give it a shot.
Do we got to get permits now? Like, hey, dude, you're 11-5 hit up. You can hit on fives and you can hit on like 7, 8, 9s, and 10s based on what women's, how attractive you are. It's like,
but it's like bottom line, if we're at a club and I think you're an attractive young lady and we're at what's called a singles bar or both at the club. What, how am I an asshole for being like, hey, how are you tonight? You look really cute. Whatever. You're a dick.
Right.
I'm like, what do you want me to say?
I don't think that's what they get mad at, though. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a cool hit on. Like, if a woman got mad at that, it's something wrong with her. I really think it's the more aggressive.
It's like, what's up with that fat ass?
Because there are some, some grabby dudes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're dudes. That, you know, come here, girl.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, chicks. That kind of messes it up for the dudes, because then that chick kind of starts getting in the shell. And when you really approach her,
I agree.
He did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then they're like, like, bitch, I'm not going to grab you.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? I totally agree with that. All right, real quick, let's get into the check out our sponsors, BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Hopefully you guys, crazy weekend in sports. We'll get into all that. Tons of action. Hope you guys took advantage of the use Punch Drunk code for $10 betting cash. And
there's so much to bet on now. College football,
really?
NBA, basketball.
Do it.
Get on it.
They're really great guys, too, man. Yep. We're very happy to work with BetDSI.
Roll it.
Nah, absolutely.
And then we also have Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk Sports code, and you'll get 10% off all your coffee for that. And
they got now. They got cold press coffee, they got cookies, they got chocolates, they got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's some of my favorite coffee. And we're getting close, real close, to Christmas. You're gonna be buying that stuff online. Help us, help you, help us. Use a promo code PunchDrunk, go to punchdrunksports.com.
Click on the Amazon link.
Click the Amazon link and use our link to buy your stuff. It really helps us out. And go to punchdrunksports.com. I'm telling you, this website is coming together, dude. I'm really excited about it. It's finally become the website I imagined it.
And also
it's
this week,
working it, massaging it, and it's going to be great, man.
Also this week on the website will be, I know people are asking about it, the links for the shirts that we just printed, the Why Would I Lie shirts. It's a limited run, so it's $20, $5
sold
for
a bunch
shipping.
Of them. Sold
Sam already sold a bunch on the road.
10 of them at the Punchline in Sacramento, and a bunch of you guys came out.
Yep.
Bunch of punch drunk sports guys came out and supported. It was a pleasure to meet you all. You guys came, and they all leave really quickly. I'm ready to talk to them. Everyone takes off.
I know.
It's so interesting. But thanks for buying the shirt. The shirts look great, and we're now working on Jew Balls with Ari Shaffir.
And Consider It Sucked.
And Consider It Sucked?
Yeah.
Okay, and Consider It Sucked. With Jason Tebow. So those will be out. And pretty soon you'll be able to buy them in a package deal.
Yep. And then once we're done with those three, then we'll have the big punch on one. You know, people want us to redo this one. A couple people had said that.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I mean, I'm fine. We can remake the main logo
on
one.
My phone in it.
Oh, nice.
Classic Tripoli.
So Kareem came in. We started talking before we recording. Kareem is in the comedy basketball league, would you say
this?
Comedy basketball league.
You're on what team?
The Open Michael Jordan.
One of my fucking...
I was brought in by Jason T.
Now, you were the original GM?
I was the GM of that, yeah. And then when they moved it to Mondays, and I couldn't play because I was doing that other show. But, so they... and once I got him, and then Owen Smith.
Oh, right.
Right?
Right.
And then they're like, all you guys are like, hey, man, I got some other comedian friends that want to play, and I'll make sure. Next thing you know, my new team, you know, look like the Harlem Globetrotters.
It looked like
this whole share program.
All black. I'll go ahead and say
this. But yeah, it was me.
We turned Duke into UNLV.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
It was me, Matt Knutson, me, and then like everybody,
then,
every black comic that there was.
Eight, 6'5" black comics.
And yeah. Everybody got mad. They're like, you have to email me a flyer to prove to me that this guy does comedy.
That has
ruined the league. And now you guys didn't do that. Glassman ruined the league.
Yeah,
Glassman,
no, there has been some teams.
Brought in guys who don't do stand-up. And a lot of people say, well, Eli and Mark Funston don't do stand-up. Well, they've been in the comedy store league forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were kind of grandfathered in. We didn't go out and search for D1 athletes who might be hanging out all over the place.
Right.
And who can just murder people.
Right. Who's never even been to a comedy club.
Yeah.
He's the nicest kid. I forget his name, but he's the nicest guy. But he just
I feel like I was the Steve Ballmer of that. Like, I took over this team, you know, and I'm like, hey, let's get some black people in here. I don't want this to be such
a
racist
thing. You were the Dodgers. You were the first to bring blacks in.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No,
really?
Moses was on the team.
Oh, okay, right,
Moses
right.
plays on a team, and he literally has the worst winning percentage out of
and Willie, ever. Too.
Willie's
but is Willie black? Let's be honest here.
No, Willie is black, and Willie is crazy. I didn't know, because when you see
Willie. Oh, Willie is the dude with the fro?
Willie, Hunter.
Yeah, yeah, Willie okay. skinny. There's the Android
ups,
Willie.
Oh, yeah, he's got hops.
With the ups,
yeah.
That's there's, Willie?
No, you're talking about lighter skin. Not talking about the
there's
dude that
skinny
can.
Skinny Willie, and then there's Android Willie, who plays on the Glassmans, who's just like, you're like, this
who's
guy's
the black
a
dude with the hops?
That's him.
Yeah, that's Android Willie. Yeah.
Okay, right.
That the guy's just another
he
level
can get
of.
Up.
Yeah, he can. But I think he's a comic, though, right? I know I've seen him.
He's booked a couple shows, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
legit.
That dude is just next-level athlete.
Yeah, he has good ups. I love going up against him, though.
Yeah.
Because
you'll go to get a board, and he'll be behind
be right
you. You'll
there.
Have him boxed out, and he comes over you, and you're like, how in the fuck did he just, you know?
Right,
and I'm probably 2 inches taller than him.
Right,
yeah. He's just like.
We beat them this year, though.
People are like, dude, come on, stop. You're like, he's an android, bro. How am I supposed to stop a robot?
I know.
Black robot. Robot is fucking everybody
I know,
up.
I know. 40-year-old white guy's not doing so good against 24-year-old super grasshopper.
Athletic. Right.
And his girlfriend just sits there and laughs at everybody. I'm like, oh, Jesus. But
did they win?
I don't know. Yeah, I think they might have had a bye. But that team's so good. Brett Morin comes off the bench.
He can shoot.
Right.
They really run him like a J.J. Redick.
Right,
it's so hilarious.
But we beat them this year. I'm telling you, this year we came together.
I think you
most.
Guys have a chance to win. You know, I've won two. Titles.
Oh, really? We haven't won one yet.
Yeah.
I don't even think we've played in the
Someday you'll get a ring.
Yeah, no, we want one.
It changes the way you look at life.
It's like your first kid.
Yeah. It's like, oh, and then you want another one. But this might be my last year.
Why?
We lost last night.
You're telling me that. You can't retire, Sam. You're one of the
Dude,
main reasons
me,
I
man.
Played.
Can I say this as his best friend? This is the third year in a row he has said this shit at the end of the season.
Okay. Well,
and last
Farvey.
Year he swore, like, I am not
he's
playing.
Brett Farvey.
And, like, you
yeah,
didn't even play
it.
In the first game
that
or two,
it.
Did you?
I'm slowing down.
Of course.
It's like official.
You gotta change your game though. Adapt your game. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a speed player anymore. You can be a spot up shooter.
I just, you know what it is? It's I'm so busy. I don't have time to go outside, go and shoot.
But you can
shots.
Still make it on Mondays though.
I mean, I don't mind playing, dude, but it's like the game is a little too fast for me right now. And you know what? I'm
Some
taking Thai boxing
league,
now.
Though.
I'm getting back into Thai boxing. I'm going to get my body moving, you know.
But Sam, I mean, it's nostalgia, dude. You
they
gotta
better retire
least,
my number.
At
I'll be
least,
so pissed if someone gets 32
can you coach?
On Clippers.
Can you coach?
Yeah, that's all I do.
Coach
now.
A team.
But nobody listens to me. Because people think
well, get
because
your
I'm
own
not
team.
That fast, I don't know basketball.
Get
I know
your
bas-
own team.
Yeah. I'll get my own.
Saying,
I don't, if
they'll
I,
listen
if,
to you if you
if
put
I don't
the
play
team
the
together.
So I wouldn't play. That's the only team I want to play on.
But if you coach, though.
Yeah, what if you coach
well,
like
I
the.
Come in with
Phil
like
Jackson's
a,
with
but
the.
But get like all like Armenians.
You know what I'm saying?
Armenians get like some Glendale like SUV dealership to sponsor you.
That's hilarious. So we play last night. We play the corporate sellouts, which is the.
Agents.
The agents.
Yes.
So we're basically playing.
And they were already very upset with you.
Well, it's basically a team of American psychos.
Mm-hmm. Right? Guys that look like they beat off and stare at themselves in
yeah,
the mirror.
These guys, they all look like they jerk off into the mirror going, dude, this is going to be your town. You're going to run this town. We're going to show all of them. Yeah! You know, they just look like they whack off in mirrors.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious. You know? They have that, and they're basically good guys. They're good guys, but they're so angry at me because for some reason I became the guy that stole the win from them because one game none of our team could play. It's just me and Chinadu. That's it. So I'm like, Chindu, what do you want to do? He's like, I got some buddies who'll come down and play. And he brought this fucking rec team of from LA Fitness.
I remember that day.
And it was just like, I did like a,
I remember
a fresh air program. Just one white kid with a bunch of, a bunch of brothers.
Did you guys win that game?
Oh,
we, by like 30.
We murdered them.
Oh, really?
And they were pissed. But for some reason, they say that's my fault.
I love it.
They filed
the only one they know.
Yeah,
Kareem,
exactly.
They filed a protest.
Oh, they did?
Like, with the Rex.
Oh, and I love it. How did that go?
Well,
I didn't know
it got fucked up because they were notified later. They're like, hey, when you file a complaint, you also have to pay a $10 fee.
And
they didn't pay the thing. And then some statute of limitations.
Went by.
Apparently Parks and Rex has like
a
statute.
So they really hate you now, damn. They missed their statute of limitations.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's hilarious.
Someone last night told me I'm never going to work in this town. They literally
said they did. No,
they
did. I love it.
They looked at me like,
really?
You're never going to work in this town.
Really?
And you're bringing
four
ringers. You're like,
hey, joke's on you. I'm already not.
So we go, we play them, and they jump out on us real quick. They start beating us down.
Right, right.
But we start to gel, and we start coming back. And we get to within
10?
Like, no, we get within like 5.
Oh, okay.
At the half. We're down by 5. We're doing really well. Second half starts. We start losing a little bit. Then we start coming back. And what changes the game is this fucking ref calls a flopping technical.
Like it's the NBA?
He calls a flopping technical. Two shots and the ball.
On who?
In a playoff game. On Willie.
A flopping technical
in a rec league? Now, here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
That's a ref that thinks like, hey, man, there might be some NBA ref scouts here.
Yeah, exactly. But did he fine him, too?
Well, I'm surprised.
Was there a fine?
Right.
But here's the thing. To get a shooting foul in a tech, you have to have two flopping technicals. It was his first one.
Oh, nobody, he gave him two shots.
Yeah. So we went down from being down like 8 to being down like almost like 14.
15. Right, right. Because they got the ball back too at the beginning of the second half.
And that ruined the game. We just could never come back. And the biggest problem, the reason.
Do you know what, you remember what ref it was?
It was like the white Russian.
Oh, with the hair?
No, no, no. This guy is like slick back.
Right. It looks like, but you can see it's like not his, like.
No, maybe.
Like,
this guy looks like Dracula if he had a bad
drinking
problem.
Did they still have the wheelchair ref?
No, he I love to come that guy. This season. He
that
has
guy was actually
that
good.
Actually was the best ref.
He was good.
Yeah.
He
you
didn't
talk
give a shit.
Him.
You just wanted $20. He didn't give a fuck.
That
reason.
Bald black dude, like the older black guy, was good too.
And then there's some of them that take it way too seriously.
Way too serious.
Like the meetings before the games where they give you the rules.
And they're
and
like, hey, no profanity. It's like, we're
I'm like,
all
this
friends
is a comics
here.
League. Yeah,
we're all
exactly.
36-year-old
we cuss
comedians.
For a living.
Yes. Yeah, that's our job.
Right. What are you telling me? I can't say shit.
Yeah.
I know.
And then they,
you're
and
taking the fun out of it.
They take it so personal. It's like, dude, really, this is just
you're
a game.
A rec league ref.
Your
We'd
job
rather
is,
cost our own foul.
There's no world that I live in that is okay, where for a ref to call a flopping technical in a rec league.
Right, that's ridiculous. That's not even a college rule.
It's
that's
so
the only
dumb.
NBA rule.
Right.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Especially in a regular game, I'm fine with. You're talking playoff game,
but
lose and go
though?
Home.
Right,
yeah.
Just call the foul. Like, that's a flop. You know what I'm saying? We're calling a foul.
Willie
on you.
Wanted to murder that dude. I'm like, Willie?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, he looks like Arthur Ashe with AIDS.
Yes.
He does.
Oh, okay. I know.
You know who does. How funny is that? I'm like, ooh, that might be. Oh, God, that's who it is. That's
right,
who.
Right.
But
right.
He just. He
I've never had anybody call that foul on me before in my life.
Yeah, that's totally
right.
He wanted to fight him.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I mean, I would have too, though. That's a ridiculous
It is.
Call,
it took us out of the game. But I will say this for the ref. He goes, I fucked up.
Oh, he did.
I made him say. I go, Willie, that's all you can get?
Nah.
That's more than that guy's ever
done
before.
Nah, I totally, if that, sometimes that's all a ref has to say to me.
It's like,
I blew the call.
Yeah.
When they try to explain to you that what you think happened didn't happen, I'm like, dude, he busted me in my lip.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like that happened somewhere else.
Well, I wish it would have stopped it and discussed it and someone would have walked over going, dude, it's
It's a playoff game. Yeah, we haven't called that call all season.
Yeah.
Is this the time to break it out?
Exactly.
And don't.
And it's a game-changing call.
Oh, no.
Two shots in the ball.
Right.
That's a game-changing
right,
call.
Right, right. When you could have called a charge.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? When the charge was an option. You know what I'm saying?
But it's just like, discuss it. There wasn't another flop called. Meaning that there should have been.
Oh, yeah.
There needs to be another one for it to be a technical two shots in the ball.
Right.
That should have just been a foul in general.
Flop, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too bad. He had two fuck-ups on one call.
Yeah. Right.
So, I like how you're like, did they fine him?
Right.
It's like, that's a $5,000 fine. It's like, it cost me $40 to be in the whole league.
Right. This league doesn't cost $5,000. What the hell?
So the one team has all the guys from the Undateable cast plays on them.
Right.
That's the Glassman team.
Right.
D'Elia doesn't play on it, does he?
No, he's the
of course not. He has a pair of basketball shoes for every day of the year.
He's too busy banging every super hot chick on the planet.
Right.
That's the other thing.
I'm not
you
mad
know that
at
cat call
him.
Thing?
Not at all, dude.
I would not play in the league for that too.
You know that cat call thing we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
I would like to see that same feminist video propaganda lady that made the video and the woman that was doing it walk right by Chris D'Elia, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and have them say the same shit and see what those bitches do.
Chris D'Elia in that group just blew my mind.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like dudes like that.
No, I get you.
Have them. I only said that because he was there.
Yeah.
It went from here to here.
Yeah. And have them be like, hey, that's a nice fat ass you got. And they're like, thank you. Yes, it is. Can we please leave now?
Well, it's so funny because girls got really, like I did Josh Wolf's and Sarah Colonna's podcast, and she brought that up. She's like, yeah, and he said if those guys were really hot, this wouldn't be an issue.
It's not about being hot.
So stupid. I'm like, well, there is something to that, man. Because
if
you look at
if they want it, it's not harassment.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If they want it, you can pull your dick out, and they'd be like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
there's a reason
if
why.
If they don't want it, the smallest thing, they can be like, this dude's harassing me.
You know what comics treat girls like shit? The comics that chicks love. You ever notice that? Like, the guys get no attention from women. They're bending over backwards to please chicks.
Right.
The guys
have
to beat puss off with a stick.
Right.
They treat chicks like shit.
Right.
Because
they can
just
get
run
away with
through
it.
Them.
Right, right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I feel like that's so subjective. You know what I mean? That harassment thing. Like, the same thing that someone could do that a woman could call harassment.
Yeah.
In another situation, it could be
a compliment.
Right, exactly. And something that's taken, like, you know what I'm saying, to the next
level. And that's
what
I'm saying. It depends who's saying it. So you can't make this generalization that all men are doing this and this is a problem in America.
Right.
No, there are certain areas that if you are a member of society, you know not to go in those areas if you don't want that to happen to you.
Right.
It's like, hey, mugging and crime is a problem in America. You know what I do?
I stay
out of fucking shitty
areas.
Neighborhoods in Compton at midnight,
no,
walking around twirling my wallet above my head.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna get mugged.
Making it rain.
Yeah.
Let me just say it. But the reason I brought this all up, Chris D'Elia and all this shit, is that Chris is doing this insane comedy tour right now. I don't know if you've seen like the pictures on Instagram. You wanna see greatness? Go on Chris D'Elia's Instagram.
Wow.
Look at the pictures, then look at the comments.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Everyone is a hot chick going, I bought my ticket, can't wait to see you. That means they're all coming to play ball.
Right. No, is that right? He says nothing but hot chicks.
Dude,
saying,
look at it.
I can't wait. I hope it's me, you pig.
Yeah.
I'm
and they're all coming to play ball.
You know what we should do? Like, at one of his shows, we should get, like, a bunch of, like, our, like, you know, Hispanic friends, whatever, dress them up like construction workers and have them hit on those chicks right outside the fucking line to get in. Hey, mama! Hey, mommy! Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
ew,
funny.
Gross. And then have D'Elia say the same shit to him. That was the nicest, sweetest thing anybody's ever said.
Can I come backstage?
Yeah, but the only reason I brought it up is that Brett Morin went to a New York Knicks game. And they put him on the Jumbotron. Brett Morin, NBC's Undateable.
Wow. At a Knicks game?
At a Knicks game. Madison Square Garden.
That's nice.
That's incredible.
That's great,
you think that
dude.
Would happen at the Staples Center?
I don't know, man. Maybe no. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
There's a lot more competition. Maybe at a Clipper game.
But,
Probably not.
Madison Square Garden.
No, that
dude.
Is still big.
Any
that
celebrities
big.
That are in town
that
are
is
there.
That, in a weird way, that might even be bigger.
It's New York City, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
that, That's right. The media mecca. We're Hollywood, but that's media mecca. Dude, that's insanity, dude.
No, that was really big.
Because they showed Ren Azizi Cook up there? I don't think so.
They showed Ren Azizi at the Super Bowl. They're like
the Jumbotron?
During the fucking game. They're like, here's the cast of League, because it was on Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So right, FX owns, right, you know, Fox right. owns FX. So they the whole cast got to go to the Super Bowl.
And
the New Orleans one, when the lights went out in New Orleans. And they fucking cut to them.
Right when the lights went out,
they cut to them.
No, yeah.
Stuck on there. It's all dark.
Like, oh, my big moment to shine.
Yeah, man. And you're like, fuck that, you know.
No, that is big.
I wrote him. I door guy on the picture. I'm like, my mind is officially blown.
Right.
Blown. I mean, like, I'm like, I'm not jealous at all. There's no part of me at all that.
Right. It's not too late for that to happen for you, Sam.
No, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? And it could be at a Clipper game.
There's no jealousy at all.
This is the biggest Clipper fan right here.
I love all those guys are all cool with me. I know there's some player hating going on, but I have no problems with it. It's
oh,
like,
really?
I like them,
wow,
dude.
I'm glad I can stay out of that part of comedy.
Yeah.
The player hater part.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
because
man.
In comedy, it's like there's no rules. There's no A to B to C to D. It's like, who knows what's going to happen?
It's like the Wild Wild West.
Really is.
It's like hope and pray and just hope.
Like, you want to be a doctor, there's a path to that.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. You want to be a lawyer, there's certain classes you take. And after a certain amount of years, mm-hmm. you can be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
Hollywood's the only place where that happens, too. I've talked about it before on this podcast. It's about how, like, if you look at the NFL, like, the three most hyped players that come into the NFL in the last, like, 5 years, Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, Michael Sam. Those three guys were so hyped coming in, and they collectively this year played one play.
Right.
But if Hollywood's running it, they would be putting them out there.
Tebow's not even in the NFL.
And they wouldn't even be winning, but Hollywood wouldn't care. They're like, nope, you're going to like these guys.
Yeah, and eventually they would be a star. Because that's the thing. When they keep doing that, eventually it sticks.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that in sports.
Yeah, it's either put up or shut up.
Right, you can't let a dude miss 50 shots and still take 50 shots.
100%. Like, that dude is cut.
Unless it's Kobe Bryant.
Right, well, I mean, that's after he's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He built up a track record. Like,
there's a TV show on Fox right now, I'm not going to say the name, that gets like 2.5 million
viewers. It's only the family
viewers.
Members watching it.
No, it's just like, I don't want to be like, but the point is like, someone decide that this person, it has to be on television.
Right.
And they just keep.
Shove it down your throat.
It on, even though it does not, even for that, I mean, that channel gets decent ratings.
Right.
This gets nothing.
Oh, no.
This would be bad on NBC if it was on there.
Man, you're preaching to the choir. I say that all the time. Like, it's a certain point where with this business, we all can do the job. I'm not talking about when you first start, but you get to a certain level. And then it's all about opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, the guys up here aren't doing magic. Like, they're not making fire happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's basically just the opportunity.
The problem is that everything is for... It's like, that's why movies are completely different than television. If you look at how movies run and who they cast and all that stuff, completely different than how television does.
Right.
Because television is for advertisers. Everything's about advertisers. Movies, you have to get in your car and drive to the movie theater to spend $15 to watch a movie. So they got to cast people you want to see.
Right.
Whereas in television, it's all about catering to the 70% of buyers, which is women.
Right. And these products we're trying to push at them.
Have you watched that most commercials are white chicks with black guys and white chicks with everybody else? You're like, well, why isn't it black chicks with white guys?
Because we're targeting white chicks.
White women are the biggest fucking buying power.
Because they have
in
the money of their white husbands.
Yeah, there's more money.
Or black husbands.
NBA players.
Well, it's happening. You see it more and more. And I'm fine. That's not the issue for me. I watch tons of interracial pornography.
I just shot one this morning.
I'm just like, I just want to watch you get back at those white bitches. I'm totally down with that. But my point is, it's like, it's very scientific. And they know that the majority of the buyers are white females. And they're going to put them, they're going to put a 6 or 7 in there. So not the...
Or 8 or 9 and frump her down. They do that a lot. Because you go to these auditions.
They're going to fucking. She's going to. There's a rule in.
They'll put her in a bun. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these chicks you see in these commercials, you see them for real and you're like, oh. Well, you didn't look like that
on. Do you know what they do, man?
You'll see this a lot in commercials now. Marketers are evil fuckers. Whenever I meet a young person at the comedy store, like, I'm in school. What are you taking? She goes, they go, marketing. I'm going, you are going to hate your life. Because your job is to manipulate people's minds and make them miserable so they buy your product. It's a horrible job. Right. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, no.
So if you watch these commercials, you'll see where they'll have like a woman who looks like she's 27 and her daughter is 15.
Right.
And the reason they do that is so that the mother, who's the real age of a 15-year-old, feels like shit that she looks old and decayed compared to this commercial mom, and she wants to buy whatever products because she wants to look like that. It's like evil manipulation shit.
Mm. Right.
But this is a sports podcast.
I love that.
A lot of stuff going on, man. What do you want to talk? Basketball, football?
Well, I'm ready for it.
UFC?
All. Clippers.
Clippers? Hey, man, it's a weird year. It's a weird year.
For the Clippers or in general?
Just in general.
In general. I mean, the NFL's crazy. The NBA is not what... I mean, teams that we thought were going to be great aren't great. Teams that we thought were going to be shitty or good.
It's Adrian Peterson just got suspended for the whole season.
What do you think about that? Shitty or shouldn't he?
I don't know. He's already served 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't the
punishment... Well, why did he show up to that hearing? What is that about?
I think that's what cost him.
Yeah, I do,
too. It's like...
I think the NFL is trying to punish him for Ray Rice, though. I feel like they bungled that one. So on this one, we're going to be real heavy-handed. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I guess child abuse and domestic violence, they are similar. But I feel like the punishment is almost way out of control as opposed to what they did to Ray Rice. You know what I mean?
I'm really blown away that he didn't show up. You were getting paid not to play. At least you had that.
Right, right. This is an unpaid
now. And now you thumb the NFL and be like, hey, go fuck yourself. I'm not even going to show up to this. That's like mind blowing.
What's amazing about him, and it's like, and Ray Rice, but Ray Rice was just a guy that was a running back. He wasn't, I mean, even though he was like their marquee player, he wasn't this like face of the NFL. And up until recently, we've really always thought that, hey, man, AP's one of the good guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's never in trouble. You never hear him at the clubs. You never hear him doing dumb shit. And since this happened, now it's just a huge track record of dumb shit. Snubbing the NFL. He's got like six kids with six different women. The one kid that died, then you realize he never even met him before.
Right. He had just met him.
He had just met him. You're like, how do you have a 3-year-old you just met? Right. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, and whatever. I mean, to each his own, but all these things are coming out, and you're just like, damn, maybe that dude ain't the dude we thought he was.
Well, that's what a lot of thinking about Kobe Bryant, like, up until the rape charges, like, he was a pristine, loved guy. I mean, there was that stuff between him and Shaq, but he always got the benefit of the doubt, I felt, Kobe, because Shaq had the problem with Penny Hardaway, too. Like, when they played together, they didn't get along. It wasn't until Shaq left that him and Penny made...
Cool. Right, right. But, I mean, I feel like we don't know any of these athletes, though, really. I mean, entertainers either. Like, you know what I mean? We see what we see on TV and
through
the media. And that's, I think sometimes that's the problem. Like, we start to believe that that's how these people really are. You know
what I mean? I would tell you it's not just... NFL, I think it's like entertainers in general.
Oh, right. No, that's what I was saying. Entertainment in general. And I mean, I think sports are, you know, they're part of entertainment.
Right,
like 100%. These actors, I mean, us as comics, like, you know, we put a persona out there. I mean, some of us are pretty close to who we really are, but some of us are way off.
Yeah.
From who we really are when we're on
stage. And those are the weirdest guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but the guy who's like one dude on stage, another dude off stage, those guys are always angry people.
Uh-huh. That's true. Because you got to do that every night. Like, that's always what I thought when I started comedy. Like, I want to have a style that I can repeat no matter how I'm feeling. Like, it has to be me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're making up some shit and you don't feel it that night, it's time to go. Like, you got to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put on the clown hat.
Yeah. It's so, I mean, like, I've known tons of guys who are just, like super duper, like, clean Nazis. Like, they hated anything dirty.
Right.
But, yeah, offstage, they were, like,
scumbags.
Doing coke off of waitresses' assholes. Right.
Always in trouble for being shady.
Punching people, getting people banned from clubs, just pure assholes.
Hypocrisy.
But on stage, it was just like, my wife is crazy.
I know. Right.
hypocrisy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's so weird. And they really got mad because they made a business decision where you made an art decision
right.
to Ooh, try to make business it. Off your art mm-hmm. when they made a strictly a business decision, which
right.
is
right.
I'm going to play to the suits and to the corporations yeah, right. and all these.
Interesting.
And
I love that.
And that's fine. I have no problems with that.
I love
but
that
don't
thought,
hate me
though.
Because I just walk up and just want to do me.
Right. Yeah. I'm an artist. Yeah. I'm doing my art. And if I yeah. get paid off of that, then cool. You
yeah,
know what
more
I mean?
Than but, cool. Please. Right. Please give me some cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. When you start getting
sponsors, what are these sponsors again?
Yeah.
I'm just close to making a business decision. So yeah. please, I'm a little sick of being myself.
Well, that's my opinion, and I've talked about this on other podcasts. Is like that's my opinion with what all this political correct comics who like come out and lash out at other comics who say some politically incorrect shit.
Right.
It's like they're making business decisions. They're making a business decision to play to the Hollywood elite and these marketers and these super sensitive people.
Right.
Because they got money.
Them laugh.
Yeah, but like sometimes you go on these other people's Twitters and you see all the mean shit they say to people. You're like,
wait
what
a minute,
are you doing here?
Right,
right.
Like, you're the PC
clean,
person.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
exactly.
You're a hypocrite.
Yeah, right. a complete hypocrite.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
See,
that
I can't roll. I can't roll like that because you'll forget. Like, wait, which one am I right now? Like,
right.
am I supposed to be this dude or that dude? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's-
Somebody came up to Moses during a rap battle. One of the Tories.
Roast battle. Rap battle.
Roast battle. Came up to Moses, and I think it was one of the Tory brothers. I don't know who it is, but, you know, someone had wrote a blog about them using the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
They're, and the blog was, the Comedy Store is letting white comics
yes.
use the N-word.
Right. Mm.
But they didn't put their name on it. They didn't put their name
the
on the
who
blog.
Who wrote the article?
Yeah, mm. which is pussy shit right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Like, if you gotta say it, put your name on it.
Absolutely.
Which is a big thing in sports. You gotta say something.
Don't be an anonymous source.
Yeah. So word spreads, man. D.L. Hughley talks about it on his radio show in Detroit or somewhere.
Yep.
And one other person talks about it. So at one of the Tory brothers shows up. I think it's Guy Tory. Shows up. And I'm just trying to find Moses saying it. Hold on. Here it is. Joe Tory shows up. Joe Tory shows up and threatens him if he lets any N-words fly, he's going to show up with some blood, some Crips, and going to fucking start regulating this place. And I'm like, dude, you just came into the Comedy Store telling comics if they do comedy, you're going to get them shot?
Wow. When was this?
This was a couple weeks ago a week or two ago at the Comedy Store. Now, no one had said anything, so he didn't go crazy. But he was threatening fucking Moses. And I'm like, dude, you punk motherfucker. You're coming in here threatening your own?
Right.
Right.
And didn't he used to be, didn't they used to have a night up there?
I don't even know. I don't yeah. even care.
It, yeah, uh-huh.
You're fucking, nothing says big pussy yeah. more than saying you're going to bring people with guns.
I also would like to know.
And if
how
you
many
know
times?
I want this on you,
oh,
this
no,
is all
no,
me
no,
saying.
Yeah, no,
I'll
no,
defend
I don't know,
anybody's
actually.
Right. To say anything they want on stage.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to tell you it's funny, but they should be able to come out on stage and say what they want.
Oh, no. I mean, there are laws against that. You know
I also yeah. would like to know how many times in, which one was it, Guy or Joe? Guy?
Yeah.
How many times, I mean, I've seen Def Comedy Jam. How yeah. many times has Guy Tory said the N-word on stage? How
well,
many?
His problem is white people say
no,
it.
No, he said
but
anybody.
Making, but then he's making Moses regulate that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's not his position.
It's so interesting.
And secondly, let me say this, and this is what really bothered me about that article.
And we'll get into sports, so.
Here's what bothered me about that article, is that I've been involved and been writing for that show for
You were probably the one who said
months.
The N-word.
I was the first one, second one to ever say it.
Mm.
And the rule was, because it was always like black people against white people, and black people could let that word fly all the time against white people, which is fine.
Mm.
So two black people, Rel and Moses, make a rule that if it's two white people against each other, they can each use that word once. Only if it's two white people. White people can't say it to black people, and you can't say it disparagingly, but you could use it if you can use it in a creative way. And if you, I've seen people try to use it, and it costs them the whole road, you know, because the judges are like, you just tried to say that word just to say that word to try to get shock value. Like,
yeah.
that was terrible.
Mm.
But I've seen people use it creatively and use it to win. Most people don't even ever want to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
From
See,
the
now,
time
I
did it against Matt Nost, I used it against Matt Nost. from that time that I did it, it probably was 6 months.
Till you did it again.
No, I never did it again. Mm. Till somebody else tried it, and they just got shit on. And then somebody else did it, like, okay. It doesn't happen every roast battle. Most people are afraid of it.
See, I think if people knew that backstory, that I think that's
and
a,
it's two black people's rule on their own show.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a huge backstory.
But it's omitted from that article.
Right.
That article.
I don't think they probably even know that. You know what I mean? And I mean, I know Rael and Moses, so.
They're both good guys.
Great guys.
No, right, I love Moses. I'm so
love
happy
Moses.
For him.
I love
that's
Moses.
That's a guy who hustles, and he just is such a dog shit basketball player that I'm just happy something in his life
went
is going
right.
well. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, like, Adrian Peterson, I'm really amazed. I mean, epic fuck-up. I mean, like, you got to put this in the realm of historically bad fuck-ups. Like, Hitler going into Russia, right?
Sure. In the middle of winter. In the middle
what about, what's his face who quit American Idol?
Oh, what was his name?
Brian Dunkelman.
Dunkelman
quitting
man.
American Idol.
Brian
that's up there.
Dunkelman.
And then Adrian Peterson not showing up
shout
to his
out
hearing.
To Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah. I mean, he'll even tell you he was a retard for quitting that. You would have to fucking drag me out of there kicking
well,
and screaming.
It
he's like, this show's not going to make
right,
it.
Right, I was just going to say, it wasn't that big the first year. Though,
I think
you know
it
know
was,
no,
dude.
No, it wasn't. I remember, though, we...
Hold on, dude. How big does your national show have to be for you to not... You booked a national television show that has been renewed. How small does it have to be for you thinking, I don't want to do it again?
He's like, you know what? I'm going to turn this money away. I want to go on the road and do Simpson character impressions.
Yeah. We had... It's funny. I was with the same management company as him.
So was I.
Full Circle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and Jarvis and a bunch of people. I don't know if you're going to say.
I was
with Solomon?
Right, but
he's still going?
Yeah, he is. But at that time, I was with Sharon Martin, who was working at Full Circle. So I wasn't really with Jason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was those 2 years when Dunkelman was going through
correct.
All
and
that.
He was like, it was him and who was the other guy that he had that was really big?
Oh, the guy who.
The guy that was on his. He had his own show.
Yeah.
Like, he's a gay comic.
Yeah. What is his name?
God damn, that's going to drive me nuts.
But now he hasn't done. He doesn't understand it.
He's fucking. I think he's hitting the old bottle.
I don't know anything about that, but he was just buying. He bought, like, tons of real estate.
God,
he
hang
out with Nick Swartzen all the time.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is.
It
doesn't matter.
That lets you know how long it's been since he started. He's been doing stand-up.
Yeah. Right.
He just bought tons of real estate and just makes money off of
that. And I'm not mad at that.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, nah. Hey, shit. That's an escape.
But yeah, man. I mean, not to show up for that hearing is just crazy.
I mean, he'll play in the NFL. He'll play for the
for
Vikings.
The Cowboys.
He'll play for the Vikings. He'll play for the Vikings.
The Cowboys don't
again.
Need him. They got DeMarcus Murray.
Hey, DeMarco?
DeMarco.
I mean, running backs, that career span is short.
5 years now.
Yeah.
Remember, it used to be a decade?
Right. And it's funny because right before all this started, that thing that came out where him and Jerry Jones had that conversation about him wanting to be a Cowboy someday.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, that seemed so, like, implausible.
Let me ask you
something. Now, because now the Vikings look like they don't want him back.
I'll tell you who won't play in the NFL ever again, Ray Rice.
Mm.
I don't think he ever plays in the NFL again. Pick any team that can
use Raiders.
Him. Raiders. Raiders sign him that day before he even gets on a plane. Every news thing in fucking Oakland and San Francisco and the Bay Area is replaying that video of him hitting his wife. Wherever he goes, that video follows him. And everybody else that's been in any kind of trouble, in the NFL in particular, but any other sports, there's not a video of you doing this.
Yeah. Right.
And until... Hey, when they go, hey, man, his wife, you know, they got into a scuffle. When we didn't see the video, it was a 2-game suspension, and everyone was like, yeah, I mean, that happens, I guess. You know, you're going to get in a fight with your wife. The minute that video of inside the video happened, the whole nation was in an uproar.
Right, and it's crazy. TMZ broke that video.
They broke both of them. They broke the one where she just falls out of there like Weekend at Bernie's.
They're becoming a major player.
Yeah, but you're going to watch, man. I think... Like, they're not allowing people to get their time in court. They're already convicting people before even their day in court.
Well, Harvey Levin is a lawyer.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I'm just really amazed
that no one's taking a shot at that guy.
Oh, believe me. You know, they won't tell anybody where their thing is. Where they shoot. Yeah, they keep that tight.
Tight lips.
Yep. Yeah. Even all those motherfuckers put on disguises before they walked to their car.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude. I thought they used to be up where Crunch was, but I think
they were, and then they moved.
Yeah, they better.
I think they probably move every 6 months, like a terrorist.
They probably move pretty regularly.
Like a terrorist cell.
They probably had more than 5 studios.
Yeah, they've had more studios than Punch Drunk.
Do you think the Raiders win a game?
You know, 2 weeks ago, I was like, there's no way they're going to lose 16, but, man.
We've seen a team go defeated, the Lions, recently, you know what I mean? So it's not impossible. Before that, though, no one had done it for a long time.
Without question, they get the first overall pick.
No. Oh, right.
I mean, Tampa's got 2 wins now. They are the worst team in football.
2 is going to be hard for them to get, because the rest of their schedule, like, they still play the Chiefs twice, right?
Yeah. I think I would hate for them to go defeated.
Really?
But I
would
see
love it. That would guarantee them coming back to LA.
Are you a Raiders fan?
No, but I want them and the Rams to come back.
Me too.
I'm a Ram fan. They both left the same year.
You want both of them.
And they both can come back the same year.
I think they should.
That would be
Where would
great.
They both play?
Well, the Rams are going to play in the Rose Bowl. The Raiders could probably play in the Coliseum. I mean, they're
and
until a new
build,
you wanted to go right back to.
Oh yeah, a new stadium is coming.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Both teams. It's gonna do with the Giants.
Yeah, that's downtown.
Yep.
By Staples.
Yep.
In Inglewood. I mean, they're still working that part out.
Yep.
But until they do, they can go back to where they were.
I would love it downtown.
Oh, that would make
right
downtown
right by the convention center, right
by Staples and Nokia.
I would love that because then they'll start doing AIDS marches down there. They'll start doing all the marathons down there, which means Hollywood won't be shut down every 2 seconds, and we won't have to worry about fucking traffic anymore.
It is like true. Every other day. You're like, what's going on now?
Yeah.
Right.
It's Breast Cancer March.
I love it.
It's AIDS
I would love
March.
The Raiders
it's a fucking
come back.
Halloween
no,
parade.
I'm telling you.
They go to San Antonio, I will not follow them.
They're not going there. That's out.
There's no way.
Kraft,
no
the owner
way.
Of the Patriots, said within 2 years, he wants 2 teams in L.A., yeah, and he's one of the big power dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, when those dudes, the mayor of L.A. said a few weeks ago that basically the Rams were coming back.
Like, yeah.
It's going down. I haven't been this confident because there's been some false starts on this.
Yeah, but
you know
see,
what
well,
I mean?
Yeah, because everybody
funny.
Uses it as a bargaining chip.
Right. But now the cities that these teams are in are finally like, man, forget these teams. Like the Ram fans.
Well, Oakland got screwed. I mean, that team moved up there, and they've been
terrible.
Pretty bad since.
Right.
Well,
they're going to be bad when they come back, and I bet you they're going to be selling.
They've got the worst. There's not anybody in the NFL that doesn't. Hate, and that includes the Raiders, playing on that shitty baseball diamond
for
half
the season.
That's the
only one. That's the only stadium that still has the baseball outline on it.
1978? Get the fuck out of there or fix your goddamn field.
My dream is that Ballmer takes another one of his 20 mil bill and puts one bill towards the Raiders. You could get a big chunk of that team for a bill.
No, you could get pretty much the whole team.
I don't know. Raiders, I don't know, man. If you can get the whole team for a bill, if you bought the Clippers for two bill,
well, I mean they were only worth $500 million, though. Yeah, they were only worth $500 million.
Yeah, but teams. He did it for a reason.
That's why he did it because he's filthy rich,
and he's gonna write it off on his taxes. It's a giant tax write off.
Hey. I wish give me some tag write-offs like that.
I wish really rich people would just start fucking sponsoring homeless people for fucking tax write-offs.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Make them wear like their fucking here's a nice winter coat, but the whole back of it says LAClippers.com. You got to wear this around town.
What else is going on? Cardinals? Are they for real?
I'm not buying it.
I'm buying it.
I'm not buying it.
I mean, they beat everybody that had to play, and they beat good teams.
I could just see them, though. This is one of those classic, they go, 14-2 and lose to the wild card team in their first game.
I can see them
getting
beat in the
playoffs. The Packers come in.
I could see them getting beat in the playoffs. But I tell you what, 12 weeks ago, most people were like, nah, not only are they not winning that division, but I don't even see them making the playoffs. Now you're like, they're going to win that division.
Oh,
and that division has the Super Bowl champs
and
the 49ers in it.
And the Rams.
And the Rams, which
My
are
squad.
Overachieving.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're playing right where we're supposed to be playing. We can
You want Bradford out?
Yeah, dude, it's not even an issue.
He's done.
No, well, he still has a year left.
Now,
we
get still, rid of him, dude.
We got to bring in another.
There's going to be some people
we
you
We have to
get.
Bring in another QB, but I still think
Here's
we
this
keep
one.
Bradford.
I'm going to throw this out. Would you do it?
Johnny Manziel?
Nope. Eli Manning.
Ugh. No.
What?
No. We need a young QB. Yeah. We need a QB out of this draft.
Would you take RG3?
No, we had a chance to get
that
him.
That guy's more done than Bradford.
We traded the pick for them to get RG3.
I would take Bradford a thousand times.
I'm just naming
we
quarterbacks
talent,
that are going to be on the market.
We have so much talent everywhere else but quarterback. Like, we've gathered.
Would you take Jay Cutler?
I don't want none of these retread QB. We have a retread QB that we can run out there already in Bradford. That's going to be our retread.
No, he can't stay
We
healthy.
Need a QB out of this draft.
Who would
okay.
you want?
Jameis Winston.
I do. I want the Raiders.
I want so famous bad. Jameis.
Thank you.
And the this free crab legs.
Disrespectful.
He's running a pro system right now. Oh, forget all the off-the-field
stuff.
I mean,
the guy
oh, of course, because off-the-field stuff, we only spend the first hour talking about
right,
off-the-field
no,
people that
true.
No longer have jobs.
That's
dude.
True. This is true. But Jeff Fisher has a track record of working with dudes like that.
That's
you know
true.
We draft a lot of
I
dudes.
I agree with that.
He drafted, the Raiders draft him and then try to grab
no,
shit from you guys.
You guys just drafted Carr.
But yeah. we don't want to keep him. Draft
no,
him.
No,
get some picks.
They are crazy
no.
about that.
Get
you
some,
guys are all in on Carr.
Right.
You're all in
but
on Carr.
Draft him and get – we need – lines.
No, then you need
we
to
need
move
some
down.
Line,
what
man.
You're going
to
do
what
is
you need to draft.
But that
that's
doesn't
what
happen
you
in the
need
NFL.
To draft is those lines.
Yes.
I'm so pissed that
that's
we're going to pass
Cowboys
on Winston.
Did.
No, you're not going to pass
took
on
Carr,
Winston.
I'm like that just ruined
Cause
our
cuz he's not going to even go number 1 though. Mariota's going number 1.
Dude, I'm saying it right here and I said it before, Mariota is going to be the next RG3. That guy even though his legs are thicker,
he's smarter than RG3.
He's the next Kaepernick, not no, RG3.
Dude, you're right.
He's the next Kaepernick.
I agree with that.
Dude, he's already had knee problems.
Yeah.
When
Early, last year.
Early. No, not last
no,
year.
No, last year. Yes, last
oh,
year.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year. And it's the same thing with RG3. Dude, these mobile guys, we're learning that mobile can't work in the NFL.
No, it can't. It can.
As
it
a
totally
game plan,
can.
It can't. It's circumstantially, it can
Russell
get you
Wilson.
A third and 14.
Russell Wilson
he's
just
running quarterback.
He knows how to
he
run.
He knows
though,
how to run,
you know
but he's a pocket guy.
But he makes big runs on all those big
that.
Drives.
I don't know about that.
About him running?
Andrew Luck
no,
is
I don't know
a running quarterback, but he doesn't run.
He
Andrew
runs
Luck's
too.
Not a running quarterback. He can run.
Yeah, that's
he's
what I'm
not
saying.
A running quarterback.
You have to be
saying.
Able to run.
Russell
as a
Wilson
QB.
Is a running quarterback.
Yeah. But the thing about RG3 is
he. And was he one? No, he can't.
He's like
right,
top 10
Bowl,
in rushing in the NFL,
Bowl.
And he's a quarterback.
Oh, really?
He's like way up there. He had 100 yards the other week.
Right, no. And see, that's the thing. He's a smart runner. I think that's what you have to be, is a smart runner. You can't be running like you're a running back. That's what RG3 does. He didn't even know
Did
how to
Did you
slide.
See him dive this weekend?
RG3?
Where he could have slid?
Can't even slide.
He dove head first and jumped over two people and landed on his shoulder.
Yes, you never
when
see
he could have slid.
Wilson
it was a first down either way.
Like
he's trying just to do highlight reels. He's like Jordan when he played baseball, and he would dive for balls. People were like, he didn't have to dive. He's just trying to make highlight
RG3
reels.
RG3 doesn't play smart.
No, he doesn't. And that's why he gets hurt. At the QB slot, you got to know when to hold him.
Wow, what a mm-hmm, horrible
straight
pick.
Up.
I mean, like, no, that, he's not Ryan Leaf, but it's turning
RG3?
Out to be that big of a difference.
Know, well, no, didn't they make bad. The playoffs that one year?
Sure did.
Yeah, but
Ryan Leaf never even did that. You
Ryan
know what
Leaf
mean?
Was terrible.
Yeah, but dude, it's just like look at how his relationship is with everybody. His coach just basically like threw him under the bus because he threw his whole teammates up.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
not playing good. These aren't playing good. Nobody's playing good.
I think that's that branding before you have a brand.
Yeah.
I hate that. I think
too.
You have to grow into a brand.
Well,
like,
that's marketers ruining it.
Jordan wasn't, you know what I'm saying, Air Jordan his
he
first
He was rookie
year.
Of the year before he started doing
he
all kinds
in,
of
right,
stuff.
LeBron
James
into
is
that.
The only one who like, got all the money and still went to work.
Right. They marketed him before he mm-hmm. before he earned it, but he ended up earning it.
I'm
going to
say
I mean?
A rant real quick. Just hear me out, and then I'll get your guys' opinion on LeBron James. Why I love LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
No, this is the truth.
I hope this involves a dick. Go ahead.
No. Just let me say this, and then you guys can comment. Let me finish the rant, and you guys can totally comment. My opinion on why I love LeBron James is that LeBron James, for all the given talent that guy has, he still is like the everyday guy that just life, it, the gods just make him earn everything he's got. Just think of
how this guy came to the league. $90 million. He was the golden child. But every time he had a chance to make his legacy, something bad happens. And he gets knocked down and he has to get back up, brush himself off like you and I have in this town where every time we get so close to something bad happens and we're like, God, here we go again. We got, look
the
at
only
every
difference
time.
Is we
hold on,
have,
just let me finish this. Oh, my bad. Every time he goes to play San Antonio, gets beat down, loses four straight, gets knocked down, goes to Miami.
Takes all the blame for it, too.
Takes all the blame for it, gets shit on, goes to Miami, goes to finals, gets knocked out. Loses the first time.
Took all the blame for that,
too. Gets all the shit for it. Yep. Gets back up. Brushes himself off. Goes it. Wins. Boom! Loses the finals. Goes back to Cleveland. Creates a black holiday where the black universe focuses on Cleveland. Every black entertainer worth anything, everybody shows up. Even extras from a Tyler Perry film go to Cleveland for the fucking return of the king to the game. And he loses. He loses the game. If that was Kobe, if that was Jordan, if that was Joe Montana, they would have won the game. One off, been carried off like a hero. Not LeBron James, because that's not his story. His story is like he gets knocked down, he has to get back up, and he's the greatest athlete we've seen forever. Got money out the ass, but is never handed anything. Has to work for everything he has. And that's why I love LeBron James.
I totally agree with you. I mean, he's one of those things where he's, you know, you can sit around and be like, oh, the guy's so rich and he's got a great life and all he does is play sports. Of course, he has a very charmed life. But when you look at what he has to deal with being under the microscope, he has a problem that you're bringing up, which is when things go good, he doesn't get the credit.
Yeah.
When he won those championships, they're like, well, you couldn't do that in Cleveland. You needed the big three to help you do it. When he loses the championship, they don't blame the big three. They go, LeBron lost this.
He's the only guy in the history of the NBA to have a triple-double in the finals, and everyone says, why didn't you show up? I've never seen that ever in my life.
He doesn't get the credit, but he gets all of the blame.
But Kobe, everything lines up for Kobe. Like Kobe, he goes, he gets drafted. Look at Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all drafted by major cities. It just lines up. And maybe they don't win every final, but their legacy just keeps growing. LeBron James, it's like fight, tooth and nail for every little thing. Nothing's ever given to him. The $90 million before he played.
Out of high school?
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
That's a good start, though.
Sure is.
That's a great start. That's solid. But everybody else would have fucking already been like, I made it.
That'll get you going in the right direction.
Not me. If you'd give me $90 million when I got out of high school, I'd have been dead in 45 minutes.
Well, if you knew you were going to be a professional basketball player, you know what I mean? That's something to invest in.
Like, he didn't even make the All-Star game for his first 2 years.
Ooh.
But think about that. Everybody else.
Kobe didn't either.
All these
Kobe
great guys.
Kobe didn't even play for his first couple years.
He played second year.
Not enough to be an all. He didn't start. He was still, you know.
I'm
what
with
mean?
You on
he
that
won the
one.
Dunk contest his rookie year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He played in the rookie sophomore game.
That's when he was taking Brandy to the prom and shit. Right.
Nobody has life shit on them at every moment than LeBron James and wipe himself up, get up, and just fucking go do it again.
Well, and not be a dick about it.
Yeah.
And not be like how Allen. I remember what a fucking pain in the ass Allen Iverson was with all that talent early. He matured and came around.
Well, I mean, Allen Iverson's 6'1", too. LeBron is like a freak of nature.
Freak
6'9", 280. I mean, he should be winning. He shouldn't be
6'9", 280 can play the point.
Right, bringing the ball up. I mean, it's like Magic Johnson on steroids.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be getting knocked down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he does.
And on top of it, he's got that fucked up hair right now.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that shit is going bad.
We're going to take a quick break.
Oh, yeah. Some people do think that.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
And now that he's not in Miami, he lost the 20 pounds.
Yeah. Some people think that. So we want to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and then we'll do the second hour. All right. All right. Welcome back. Bam. Quick break. We got to see the scenes.
tell Kareem about our cool. bag of bets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Somebody sent me a thing of like, you know, because we were talking NFL, and the first place Atlanta Falcons, thank you very much, sitting pretty.
Unbelievable.
At 4-6?
First place, my friend.
Wow.
And 2 weeks ago, I was like, let's just lose every game. I want a high draft pick. But now I'm like, someone's got to win this shitty division.
Now you guys can go to Arizona and win a wild card game.
No. They come to
us. They win the division.
You win the division, you get a home field advantage.
Well, but Arizona's winning the division. You'd have to play like Seattle would come to you.
Or Green Bay. But if the playoffs started today, Dallas would come to Atlanta.
Wow.
Which is Ari's favorite team against my favorite team. And somebody tweeted, that sounds like a great bag of bets. And I've lost so many goddamn bag of bets.
Yeah.
That now when I.
Have you won any?
What's that?
Have you won any?
Yeah, I won. I think I'm like 1-5 or maybe 2-5. I've had more than both of you guys combined.
In losses.
Of just in participating in them. Because I have to do them with fans too.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm the only one that's like, sure, I'll do it.
Right.
I've lost so many that just getting that tweet of like me and Ari doing the bag of bets and knowing what horrific things are in that bag. I was like, oh, God. I like got like a weird like feeling in my
cringing.
Gut. Just from seeing it. I'm like, ugh. Ugh, there's some
so the
bad
bet, the bet that you want to do now is
which one? The tattoo one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Well, tell them what
loser,
it is.
Whoever loses has to get a tattoo in like that like tattoo-y like goth kind of font that just says tattoo.
Now let me ask you, can we raise the stakes?
To what? There's not even a bet yet. What would we raise the stakes
on?
You
got to get a tramp stamp of it.
Oh, wow. That is raising the stakes.
That's raising the stakes a little bit, but it's like no one would who would ever see it.
Any chick you
it's
hook
like
up
on
with?
The arms right. better. Yeah, I mean, if she's behind me, give me a back rub.
No, because you walk around with your shirt off a lot, and they'll be like, do you have a tramp stamp?
That says tattoo.
I think we should do the tattoo one first and then re-up it to like a unicorn tramp stamp second time. Like something real tramp stampy.
No.
Right?
A unicorn.
Someone's like, did you used to be in a sorority? Yeah, I was in a sorority.
And we
I got drunk at Cabo.
You have to keep it for 2 years. You have to keep it for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because you can just go out there and get that shit lasered off.
That's
you
know, even...
you for at least 2 years or until your first kid turns 5.
Well, that ain't even. I mean,
and then you can,
so 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Daddy, show me your butterfly.
So we got some great stuff coming up. Do you want to talk UFC real quick?
Sure. Big UFC. Weekend.
Big weekend.
Big weekend of fights. I mean, Bellator was. It was good. Except
some
for the
people
main
think
event.
Bellator outperformed the UFC this.
I think so. I mean, the UFC was actually really good. I watched the undercards, and they were all good.
Here's what I've learned about the UFC: is like you can't tell how good the card is based on what big names are in it.
Right.
They just because the thing
styles make fights.
Yeah, and the thing about fighting is like there's a reason why bumfights.com got so much traction because people like just watch people fight.
Right. If it's a good fight, you don't even have to know who the people are. If they're in there trying to kick each other's ass,
yeah,
you want to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could be big names dancing around the ring. That's not a good fight. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I don't care what the names are. We want to see action.
And you know what really draws people into fights? I mean, we're fight fans, so and we're like, you know, knowledgeable of the sport. So I just like watching fights. I'm a big boxing fan. I'm a big UFC fan. But if you want to get like my girlfriend into it, or my sister, or somebody that's not a fan but wants to watch it, give me a backstory and let me know these two people fucking hate each other.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me know one guy was a dick and was disrespectful about his wife, or he spit on him at a press
right.
conference.
Chicks love that.
Give me a villain.
Right.
Give me a clear defined, this guy's an asshole, and I want to see him get his ass kicked.
I'm dying to know how Tito Ortiz's numbers did, because he was always one of the top
I think it was
draws.
Good. I think they did good.
In Bellator. And now what makes Bellator great, and you know the UFC versus Bellator. Are you familiar with that at all? Okay, UFC is obviously like the NFL of MMA. They're actually trying to be the FIFA of MMA, which means they want to throw fights all over the world and be like the fight company.
Right.
Bellator is like the USFL. They're like trying to be another professional league.
They have like X high marquee names that aren't in the UFC anymore, and they have like these up and coming guys that are like, I'm gonna
be in the UFC someday.
Exactly right.
Well, the UFC can't
take
everybody.
Right.
They only have so many slots and so many fights, so they try to pick up the ones they think are the best, and sometimes some guys slip through. So,
right. Oh, no.
But they don't. Bellator doesn't do pay-per-views. They're strictly live events on television.
Oh, really?
Through Viacom on Spike TV.
Ah.
And what's really cool is they just got this new guy who kind of runs, I don't know what you call him, president of Bellator, which is Scott Coker. Okay. And he's this guy who used to run Strikeforce, which was a San Jose.
Which UFC bought.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But he took the...
Cannibalized the competition.
That's all they used
That's
to do.
That's all they've been doing. Yeah.
But they can't do this with Viacom because they're Viacom, and they're huge.
They're big enough to stand on their own.
Correct.
We're not as big as you guys, but we're big enough that we don't need to be cannibalized.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, Viacom, I don't know. I would say Viacom's probably bigger than the UFC, wouldn't you say?
Like, I think so.
Oh, yeah. But
they have way more money.
But they have other wings, though. The UFC, that's pretty much what they do.
Their
you know what I mean?
Right.
Viacom, this is a spinoff.
UFC wouldn't, anybody else would came in and bought them and shut that organization and brought their best in.
Right.
But they just can't buy every fighter in the world. You just can't do it because anybody thinks they can fight. But what Bellator's doing now is they're adopting the pro wrestling angle of for MMA in terms of marketing, which is like characters talking shit with each other. Mm. Like entrances,
you're hyping the fights up.
Their entrances, oh yeah, big time. Their entrances are like big
wrestling.
Pro wrestling entrances.
Oh, I love it.
Like.
You know I'm a big pro wrestling guy.
Sure. I think all of us are.
And that story sounds like the WWE and how they used to do leagues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There were some leagues that would be able to stand on their own for a while, but they basically cannibalized leagues and their talent.
That's exactly what that's like.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Bellator chicks, the ring girls are way hotter.
Really?
In my opinion,
I love it.
like the UFC girl, what's her name? Adrian?
What's her name? Ariane.
Yeah, Ariane. She's hot. But since the original girls, like the girls are attractive, but they're not like super hot.
Right.
And I just personally think because they're trying to cater to women, the UFC,
they
don't want
to. Backing off from the super hot chick that
dudes
want to see.
Super hot whore chick.
Right, with big.
With big cans and fat asses that guys love.
Yeah.
They went from Kate Upton to Kate Blanchett.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it's so funny because it's like, look how Kim Kardashian blew up the internet with that ass shot.
Right.
Every guy went crazy for it. And, like, I tell women, like, men like fat asses. Stop letting gay guys tell you what men like.
I bet more women looked at that for a longer period of time than men did.
And it's so funny about that.
I looked at it pretty long.
I did for a while.
Yeah.
I've been looking at it this whole podcast.
I was trying to see if it was airbrushed.
Oh, I guarantee it was.
But who cares?
Okay, right. No, because it looked great.
Who
I was like,
cares?
God. I was telling Triple, I'm like, that thing, like if you saw the original picture of that thing.
You'd be like, oh, my God.
It's got more dents in it than a trash can in Gotham City.
I would disagree with that, and I'll only tell you why. Because her job, is to look hot. Like, and you know, that whole picture just completely changed my view of Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone's like, why is she famous? She's famous for nothing. And then you realize she really is famous for something. She is the Michael Jordan of promotions. Her ability to promote whatever she's doing and her mother has figured out how to manipulate the internet.
Right. Well, and you know, she started under Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Who's great at that.
Who started with the porn tape,
right.
Which changed everything.
Like Kim Kardashian.
And Kim did only one thing, upped it by blowing a black guy in the whole thing, which when that came out was pretty taboo.
Oh, no.
You're telling me if you blow a black guy, you blow up and get that kind of rich?
In 2002, maybe.
Well, hang on.
No,
Kareem, what are you doing after the show?
I think it has to be male-female.
And I think
that was in 2002. I got a business plan that I need to talk to you about.
She's just amazing. Just that. I mean, I'm not saying we should worship her, but I think you have to be like, I have to give
this
chick
respect.
You've got to
respect her hustle.
Because there, again, World Star Hip Hop, go to Eye Candy, click on Eye Candy, and you can see a ton of chicks you've never heard of that have the exact same build, you watch it, and the fucking primate monkey comes. And it just makes your caveman DNA get excited.
And
just,
those chicks are broke.
Yeah.
But yet Kim Kardashian's used it to be $1 billion.
Yeah. That family's making $40 million a year.
At least.
Yeah.
I thought Kim makes at least 10, right?
Yeah. From just being a fat ass.
I mean, she makes like $10,000 for tweets.
Yeah.
Per tweet.
Oh, I would just nonstop tweet. That's all I would do. Just
the tweet, vines? Tweet, tweet, like, tweet, dude, tweet, 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 there's chicks on Vine.
See, I would just nonstop tweet.
Yeah. Like, I'll pay you to stop. I'll pay you to stop. Please.
How you doing? Oh, I just
How you doing
a
tweet?
Dollars.
Question marks. That doesn't even mean anything. 11 question marks. That's not a tweet.
I just made $1 billion tweeting.
No.
I've had so many robots tweeting for me.
Right. You tweeted the word poop 11 times today. What does that even mean?
Bots get you in trouble. Did you see the thing with the New England Patriots?
Wait, what?
Oh, I saw that.
That
what
was
happened?
A bot that retweeted that.
Is that right?
And was the worst retweet of ever.
Yeah, they're like 1 million followers.
Yeah, congratulations, yeah. Guy who bought this jersey.
Yeah.
And it said some really racist shit on the back, like
bad. It said a word that could win you the roast battle.
Yeah.
Oh. If you use it right.
But if you use it right. But it was a Patriots jersey with that as the last name.
Yeah, and they didn't realize it.
And
a bot just spotted it.
And they tweeted it.
Yeah, and then put out congratulating him. Like, it's just the odds on that happening.
Because it was like the Patriots, it was like, congratulations, Patriots, the first NFL team with 1 million followers on Twitter.
Right.
And that was the picture on the tweet that the bot retweeted.
I thought it was a million jersey sales.
No. It was first 1 million followers on Twitter.
Okay.
And that jersey was the... Whatever was the picture
crazy,
on the thing?
Right?
Wow!
So yeah. Whoever was the head of their media, whatever,
it's
was
no
running their
longer.
Twitter.
Yeah,
exactly. Right, about right, right.
That, well, looking I was looking for
at,
work.
Is in the roast battle this Tuesday live at the Comedy Store.
I think Kim Kardashian uses lots of bots too on her Instagram and stuff like that.
Because,
You know, she doesn't operate like us. There's no ethics. There's no, like, dude, I want to have fake followers. Fuck that. She's like, I need as many followers as I can fucking get.
Right.
Because that just brings hate.
But it's like, you get to a point where we have like 1.5 million followers.
Because I looked at her thing and she had...
Be real.
She has 10 million, doesn't
she? Yeah,
on Instagram, though, she had 1 million likes on her one picture. But she had 1,000 comments. And I'm like... That's really weird that
That's
you would
a weird
have
ratio.
Yeah, like that
a
many
million
likes.
People liked it, but only 1,000 of them.
Yeah,
took
that's
the
not
time
even 1%. That's right. Like way less than 1%.
Right,
and that's a correlation.
Mm-hmm.
How you go from comments to?
I feel like if it's real friends, it should be like a third.
Well, I don't think they're real friends.
I
think
mean,
real
fans. Right.
They,
right.
She
should
have
like
30,000 comments.
Right,
minimum
out of 1 million.
Yeah.
Likes. You know what I mean?
So I think she does have bots, but that's her thing. Like Lady Gaga got in big trouble because her YouTube got taken down because they found out that she had millions of fake views.
Oh, really?
She just had bots going and playing the views.
I love it. I may have to invest.
Yeah. Well, me and you, it's like there's.
Why would they pull that down? I'm wondering.
What?
Why would they pull that
because
down?
Because they were paying her money.
Oh, gotcha. So that's like that's literally stealing.
Yeah.
Then I'm not investing.
Yeah.
That is it. You can't get big. I don't know. Because Dan Cook used that.
Oh, did he?
In his MySpace days, he just had bots adding people.
Oh, really?
He had like 5 bots.
He was like the first one to 1 million.
Yeah.
That is
well,
correct,
no, Tila Tequila was.
Well, I mean, comic, you know, as far as a comic.
Yeah.
Because now that's big with comics. Like, you know what I mean? But no. Interesting. I didn't know that.
There's no shame in some people's game.
No. And again, it's a business decision.
Yeah.
That worked. That paid off
totally.
Quite nicely.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a guy do that. This guy, the social media guy, was like, hey, I'd like to be your social media guy. I'm like, I don't know, dude. He's like, come on. And then before I knew it, I had like 300 likes on fucking Instagram. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. I walk with honor, bro. I'm like a dude who like probably will hurt my career because I don't want to have shame in the game. You know what I'm saying?
And it's crazy because that same line is there in sports. That's like the HGH line. You know what I mean? It's like, do you do that? Like A-Rod as an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old. You know what I mean? Because we don't know if he started back then, but that's been out there because he was a 19-year-old phenom. If someone tells you for the next 20 years, you're going to be making $20 million a year for doing this, you know what I mean? Do you at that
That's a
time,
hard question.
Exactly. At that time, can you think about what life at 40 is going to even be like for an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
You're like, man, Where do I sign up?
100%.
Like, did you, that's a lot with you, joke stealers.
No, like, I was just going to say, if there was like an HGH, you could sprinkle on your comedy.
Yeah.
And make it like 10% funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're already a good working comic. That 10% would put you.
That's called pot.
I love it. No. But no, no, that's, you know, that's crazy that you said you have those moral lines, because there are, you know what I mean? It's out there in all these different professions, and it's like, do you cross that?
Well,
like,
you know, yep. Joe Rogan was, I think, was on Last Comic Standing, or he was on some kind of stand-up talent show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, judging it, you mean?
Yeah, oh. And he was with, like, Monique, and I forgot who the old comic was. It was an old-time comic. And some comic went up there and did somebody's joke, and Joe's like, I know that's someone else's joke. That's not your joke. You shouldn't be stealing it. And Monique was like, I say do whatever you got to do to make it. Whatever you need to do, do to make it.
Right. And see, that's right there on the same panel. You know, only two completely different points of view on it. You know what I mean?
I just, for
and it's
me.
Like, is there, because we were talking about earlier, there's no rules and there's no, it's like the Wild West in comedy. So is one right and one not?
Right. I think one is right.
It's a personal choice. I mean, I
think you, well,
but there are people that, like, and, you know, using that example, I firmly believe that Monique, and we can say her name because she publicly said that, and other people, like during the Mencia thing when all that was going on, they legitimately, personally don't feel like they're doing anything wrong. They can go to sleep at night, and it wasn't with Mencia until the whole world went crazy, until
South Park's
doing cartoons about it.
Right.
Did he actually look at himself and go, maybe I'm doing something wrong here?
Well, right, I don't think he kind of looked at himself in the mirror. He fucking scratched and clawed not to fucking admit to anything, that he had convinced himself.
Yes.
This duality that people tend to have, where they have some shadiness going over here, but they believe what's going on over here.
Right.
They don't want to see the little guy behind the curtain.
Oh,
you know,
no, absolutely.
I'm not going to say the Latino comic's name, but there was a guy who used to send his writers in the clubs, and they would sit in the back, and they just start writing down premises. And we didn't realize it until he went up on stage and did my Yao Ming bit, word for word, reading off a piece of paper.
Mm.
And then I go, oh, my God. And this guy, and I basically got this writer not allowed in the clubs because I knew that he was jacking shit. And I go, don't let him in. He's a writer for Paul Rodriguez. He's here to steal jokes. So the guy would go in. They'd be like, you can't come in, sir. He's like, why can't I come in? He goes, because you're not a comic. Why are we letting you in? He's like, I'm writing for blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, well, we don't want you here.
You're not writing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then go sit in your office and grab your laptop and write. Yeah.
And I got him kicked out of the comedy store.
That's hilarious because I've, man. Yeah. You know what, though? Now that you bring that up, that is one of my pet peeves. You know what I'm saying? Like, the originality thing is like, ugh.
Well, I mean, like, there's only so much you could talk about, you know, but, like, to sit in the back, and I've seen people do it in my eye, sit in the back and just start jacking ideas.
No, because that's the thing. For us, that's like our product. I mean, that's basically stealing money out of my pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, when you playing with my money, you playing with my emotions.
Yeah.
That's so great.
That's right.
Play with my money. Play with my emotions.
This Prince of Palates here.
Right. That's Big Perm from Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, since we got you here, you're a huge NBA basketball fan.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick. 4 minutes. Finish the final 20 with NBA. UFC. Guy's fighting in Mexico City. He fights. He shits his pants.
Then gets choked out.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He shits his pants.
During the fight?
Yeah.
And they showed a picture of it, and they do the bubble around it, and the guy shit his pants.
What?
Yeah.
Was he getting his ass beat?
And that's happened before.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, Tim Silva, but before, it was kind of everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
But if you shit your pants, you have to go win that fight. You have to go win that fight.
Yeah.
And he got choked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point,
wait,
I would rather tap out and walk out of the room quietly,
yep,
then risk getting choked out after I shit my pants.
Right.
You can only shit your pants when you get choked out. But you can't shit your pants
then get choked out. Right. Because that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Because now you're sound asleep in the middle of an octagon with shit in
your
pants.
Thank God they're tight. Imagine if that falls onto the octagon floor. People just start throwing up and just projecting all
and
over.
And then they got to make a dude clean that up. Because that's
luckily
a dude's
Mexico,
job.
So there's janitors everywhere.
Yeah, I was in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Wait, this dude shit on himself?
Yeah, if you Google it, I don't know if you can Google it, but that's when we have those computers. We could bring up the pictures here and all that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's for future episodes.
I think that's – I feel bad for that guy because for the rest of his life, he's going to be the dude –
who shit on himself.
But it's also
he
like
he has to win a title now.
Even if he doesn't though, that's that guy on the street, what are you gonna go up to this fucking guy and be like, hey, you shit your pants? He's still gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, but his buddies are gonna be busting his balls constantly. And then when you hit on chicks, chicks are gonna Google you at some point.
Right.
And you'd be
and
like,
that
hey,
video's
baby.
Gonna be the first thing that pops up.
Yeah. I'm an MMA fighter. Don't Google me though. Don't Google me. Don't worry. Take my word on
exactly.
Take my word on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
my.
Google me.
You know his friends are busting his balls too. Hey Dave, call me back. Hey man, don't shit your pants for you call me back just call me back.
Wow, the worst. Have you ever heard of anybody? Because sometimes I mean like you'll see like an athlete go to the locker room like
and
oh blah blah blah's going to the locker room, what's going on? And he comes right back, they're like, wonder what happened there. Hey dude, he just took a shit. That's
right,
what happened.
Right. I mean, guys throw up before games, you know what I'm saying? Comics throw up before sets. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've never heard of someone shit.
I have heard somebody in Canada shit his pants.
Really?
On stage?
Yes. And what happened was he shit his pants, he walked out, he changed his pants, put on the, and just came back on stage and did stand up. And he's like, what, guys? I could have like just not come back, but I'm back. It's like, nah, dude.
You could have not come back.
Yeah,
right.
You're
and
done,
probably,
dog. You're done. Stick a fork in you. Right. You just shit your pants on stage. I was doing the Sacramento Punchline.
Incredible.
And I super crushed all week. At least I think so. It's getting so weird now. Like, I think I have great weeks, and I'm like, you don't know. It's like.
Well, you know.
I think do know, but there's been times where I'm like, it went great, and I'm here, and like, I don't know. It was okay.
Who would say that, though? Who you?
I've learned, and I still do it, never ask the manager how the weekend went.
Oh, yeah. They don't want it to go great.
But this is.
It's business for them.
Yeah, that's like, you it's okay. I mean? But later, I did this one club in upstate New York, and I asked the guy how when I go, how'd it go? He goes, it was all right week. And then later on, I heard someone found a write-up about it, and they're like, he drew on a weekend when it was really hard to draw.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
You motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, no, that's how they are, though. It's for them.
Because they make money off of us. It's like when Rogan comes in town.
If they tell you, dude, this was the best week ever. We made so much cash.
Yeah,
here's
right.
500.
Yeah.
You're going to be like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it always is an all right week.
Well, because
it
they make
be
money off of us.
Falling off the rafters. Throwing, burning
and
money.
And it's always like, oh, last week was...
It was all right.
No matter
week.
What gig I do, no matter what, whether it's fucking like I'm on the road or whether I'm like at some like bar gig in LA or whatever, it's always like, man, you should have been here last week. It was fucking packed.
Right. Oh,
it's
yeah.
always last week was super packed.
Yeah. It's never your week because then you're going to be like, well, hey, cut me in on that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, there's some people out here just like Joe Coy just sells it out, I hear. Mm. But I hear he's got a whole thing he does. Like, he's an entertainer. Like, he brings, like, karaoke.
Dancers.
And
oh,
he's got
okay,
DJ
right,
on
right.
stage.
Okay.
Like, I just
yeah,
like to go up there and just sling.
With comedy.
I'm meat and potatoes,
no,
bro.
I'm same thing.
I should have a CD called
mic,
Meat, Potatoes, and Eight Balls.
A mic and a stool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need any music cues. Nothing against guys that do that.
I was supposed to do 50, and I was doing, like, an hour 10. But you just, they give me the light. I'm like, give me the light when I have 15 left. And then I still went too long. I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, if you did an hour and 10, then you only did five over. If they gave you a 15-minute light, you did 20. That's not.
No, bad. I'm supposed to do 50. I did an hour 10, which is 70 minutes.
Which is 20 minutes
more. Yeah.
Okay. So you went 15 longer than
yeah,
the
light. That was an
yeah, now that's bad.
NBA. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about the Clippers.
Okay.
Because you're my number one Clipper resource.
He's everybody's number one Clipper resource. Okay. And I'm a huge Clippers fan.
Right. No, you're probably number two.
Yeah.
You got Eric Griffin.
Yeah.
Is Clipper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eric Griffin's great.
Pretty long-term Clipper. But what do you think about this season?
Well,
we're only 10 games in.
Yeah.
Which, let's start with just saying that about
right,
everybody.
Right, exactly.
Everybody quit saying LeBron and the Cavs are done.
Right.
Everyone
like
quit
Aaron,
saying anybody's anything.
Like Aaron Rodgers said, relax.
Relax.
We can relax, but, you know, so far, what's your feel?
Well, I saw all this coming. You know, when I look at sports, I don't listen to what the talking heads say. I look at what's going on. I take all motion away, and I just study what's happening, whether it's football, baseball, basketball. I don't listen to what anyone telling me what I'm seeing. I watch. And when they sign Chris Robert Douglas, you know, and they bring in Udick from who flamed out Milwaukee, and I'm being told these are major pickups. And I'm like, if they're major pickups, why aren't they on a team right now?
Why were they with the Bucks? Why did the Bucks?
Well, he was a fifth round pick. He was a number five pick.
Right, right.
But he flamed out. He has no skills other than being tall.
Right. No, I totally agree. Like the bids.
And the J.J. Redick and the Jared Dudley pickup for Eric Bledsoe. I told you that wasn't going to work either.
That looks terrible now.
It looks horrible. And like, I really like Doc, and I hate putting this energy out, but Doc is a great coach. I don't like his personnel decisions. Like, we have Mike Woodson as an assistant coach. I was really excited about that because he's a great defensive mind. Well, he's running our offense.
Mm.
He's not an offensive guy.
Right.
He's a defensive guy.
That's why he got ran out of New York.
Yeah.
And that's why they brought in D'Antoni because they wanted an offensive guy.
He actually took over. What happened was D'Antoni was running the offense.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he didn't want to – they wouldn't pick up his thing. So Mike Woodson took over.
Right,
but Mike Woodson's a good coach. He basically got Atlanta out of the cellar and the Hawks are playing. But he's a defensive coach. Why is he running our offense? And you can just see it. There's no flow. I refuse to admit that Alvin Gentry is the reason why we were good last year. But he's up in Golden State lighting it up.
They look good.
Their offense looks great.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Matt Barnes, everybody, including Matt Barnes, wants him coming off the bench.
Right.
That's why
the wing positions are real shaky right now. Redick, Crawford,
and Barnes. Great.
But he's off the bench, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all those guys could be.
I would
have
rather him starting over Redick.
The other two. Yeah.
I'd rather him be starting over Redick.
Oh, no, absolutely. But those three guys, that should be the bench.
Yeah.
That would be a nice bench.
That's when our bench was the bench mob.
Right. When you had those guys
coming off. Tribe Called Bench, they were all coming off the bench.
But now, as crucial pieces, I asked you this question a few weeks ago. Who's the fourth best Clipper behind DeAndre, Blake, and Chris Paul?
Who fucking
Jamal Crawford?
Yeah, you said Crawford,
and I agree with Crawford.
Is that a championship team?
I think Crawford's really good.
I like Hawes.
He's never won. I said Spencer Hawes.
I'd like Spencer Hawes. I think that's a major pickup.
In the playoffs, he's going to be
Crawford's,
playing for DeAndre.
Crawford's better.
I think Crawford. It's a battle between those two. I think Spencer Hawes is a big pickup. I'm going to tell you. I think they're going to end up moving DeAndre because here's the thing
to Atlanta.
Dude, I've been thinking, Atlanta, he is perfect for Atlanta.
Oh, no.
Because Al Horford, and we're going to end up getting him, I'm just worried that in the West Coast, he might not be big enough to play center. He's a big dude, but we got legit seven-footers everywhere.
Right, in the West.
But we need offense from that fifth position. You can't have Matt Barnes and DeAndre Jordan and not have offense coming because you could do that with the Thunder. Because both
Durant and
Westbrook are offensive minds.
Scores. Right.
We're not the – Blake Griffin could be that guy.
But he's not there yet.
And
Chris Paul's getting older. It's a lot harder for him to carry that kind of load.
He's been shooting. I like him shooting and taking it to a little more assertiveness.
He should be going forward, dude. Yep.
Right. But that wear and tear of an 82 game, doing that as a point guard, when the playoffs come around, what is he
gonna have? I wasn't super excited about Farmar. I wasn't super like
over Collison. Over Collison.
We didn't ever say that. Sacramento gave him great money, dude.
Right, but I'm just saying these are reasons why, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, you can't match the
contract.
But there
are people out there that I've been pushing. There's a Clipper cast which has direct contact with the Clippers, and they're right in the middle of it. And I've been telling those guys, dude, Michael Beasley. Now, people might not like him, but he's exactly what you need when you have Barnes. Who do you need offense? You put Beasley in. You need defense? You put Barnes in, okay? Then they also have Andre Blanche, who isn't like the best teammate.
Is he available?
He's in China. But guy's a 20-point, 10-rebound guy.
Oh, yeah,
He's Thornery. Well, that's why he got Doc Rivers, the guy who can massage everything and get people to play with other people.
Right.
He hated Rondo.
Be a big pickup for you guys.
Yeah, those two guys would be great. How about this? Gerald Green. Gerald Green's on
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
He's not available now, though. He had a great year last year.
They have a ton of wing guys. Their problem is they have no one in the middle.
They have a ton of point guards, too. Oh, you're saying for DeAndre?
Mm-hmm. Work it out, man.
I don't want to lose DeAndre.
But, dude, I don't like him. But listen, dude, he's not worth $15 million on this team.
Sure.
and that's what he wants.
So, okay, do you think the Clippers make the playoffs?
I think
right now,
playoffs.
I think they're the 8th or 9th seed. Nah, they're right there with the Pelicans.
Pelicans are good.
Oh, yeah, and that's the 8th seed. That's what I'm saying. The West is loaded.
Dude, Davis is in the mold of Shaquille O'Neal and
Hakeem Olajuwon.
And Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, the numbers
he's
putting
up. The 20, 10, and 5 or 4 blocks or whatever
like
it was.
30, 15, 10 blocks. I mean, like, dude, we haven't seen that
and
number
he's not a liability.
Since Wilt Chamberlain took on white guys.
Right, and at that age.
And he's not a liability
21.
At the free throw line.
Right, no, he's the real deal. I was saying before the season started, he's a top 3 NBA player. Now that Durant is out, I was saying LeBron, Durant, Anthony Davis.
The first player people would honestly say, no, I wouldn't trade for him for LeBron James.
Right.
He's the first player you can say that.
I've heard that argument come up. Who would you start a team with right now today? Would it be him or LeBron?
Yep.
And I mean, with that age difference, 9-year age difference, that...
And they got pieces down there, dude.
That plays
a
part. Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers probably will be moving on.
They got Ashik.
Yeah, he's
That's
great.
That's a great player. That's a great
Ryan
complimentary
Anderson,
player
great.
For, next to Davis because he takes away. He does a lot of the dirty work.
Drew Holiday, great.
Yeah.
Now their shooting guard is Eric Gordon. I don't know what they're going to do with that. And then Tariq Evans was just a repeat of Eric Gordon. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, but those are still young guys that could turn into something, though. Yeah. Both of those guys are 26, 27. Tariq
Pelicans
probably
are young.
Yeah,
dude,
no, they are.
Doc Rivers has not picked players very well. I don't know why.
Because he likes veteran guys, you know what I mean? And you guys need some youth.
We don't have depth. There's so many teams with depth. Like, every time Golden State Warriors sub somebody in, another killer comes in.
It's like their third string guards are like Childress and Barbosa.
Yeah.
That's like the third string.
Yeah, they're like murderers.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, why don't we have that? Where it's like, okay, this guy's coming in, he can put some points up. We don't have that.
No, because he goes for veterans. Like... The Bulls are a perfect team that retool with young, low first-round picks. Like Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Was like the 27th
pick.
He's
a second-round pick, right?
I think he was late first. And then the other guy from Marquette, he was killing the Clippers last night.
Oh, Butler?
Butler. Oh, that was a great late-round pick.
Well, because we're putting Chris Paul on him.
Right, and then you put Barnes
because
on
J.J. Redick
can't
cover
guard,
anybody.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
J.J. Redick should be coming off the bench.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been saying this to the Clipcast and anybody who listens to me. I've watched this guy's career since he got into the NBA. He's not a starter.
Wing. Not
he's
a starting wing.
Oh, these guys are tired. Put J.J. in. Let him run around.
Spot up shots. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Some open shots. And he's a liability on D against wings.
Here's what I mean. They're talking Atlanta, but I think Denver is primed
to blow up
for some picking off some people.
Oh, yeah, no, they're
going to
blow
that
team
up. And they have some pieces. Like, here's
Fareed.
The thing. Well, the word is everybody hates, that organization hates Fareed. I can't believe
why?
It.
Why? I love Fareed. When
I
he
do
was
too,
coming
but
out,
they don't
I was
like him.
He's going to be
why.
The steal. He played on Team USA.
I think
he could play with them,
yeah.
He should be able to play with anybody. He played for Coach K.
I think you're going to have to take one of their contracts off their hand, like Gallinari or McGee, which have like 3 more years left,
right.
This including
That's
this
fine.
Season, which I'm fine with. If you can give me both those guys, I'll give you DeAndre and J.J. Redick or somebody like that. I don't mind that because that we could put McGee in starting, and even though he's stupid, because
he's athletic.
Shaq, I mean,
he's kind of like DeAndre, though.
But I think he has more offense than DeAndre. I think he can actually put up some points. DeAndre can't score unless he's dunking on you.
Right. I mean, I think JaVale McGee would be marginally better. It
marginally,
still wouldn't
but
be a
still
guy
better.
You're going to in the playoffs. You're still not.
And then you have Spencer Hawes if you really need.
Right. I feel like he's the guy that's going to be on the floor for you guys in the playoffs.
And I'm fine with that, but you got to take some of their contracts. Or you got to take Gallinari. And listen, everyone keeps bringing up, oh, dude, hey, we're going to pick up this guy. I go, look at him. He's 6'7". You can't be 6'7 anymore and be a scoring forward in this league. You got to be 6'8 or 6'9.
Right. No, absolutely.
To
and that's
guard
why,
these
and,
dudes.
I was about to say, and that's why J.J. Redick can't guard at that position.
Yeah,
not as a starter. I mean, he can come in once some subs has come in and cross-match, but
yeah.
He was getting killed last night by Butler.
I was thinking, man, talk to the Knicks about doing something for, like
Shumpert?
Yeah. Try to work, because they would love a spot-up shooter like Reddick.
No.
He'd be perfect in New York for the triangle.
No, and Shumpert would be great for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make
but
it happen.
John Paxson, Steve Kerr role of just like, you just get
just
out.
Yeah, just shoot and, you know.
Set if a Mello pick, move to the base, fucking
what?
Stroke
if
three.
If Mello passes it.
Yeah, well, he might not be there much longer either because he's not really, he's, you know,
well,
he's
just
like
that
Kobe.
Fat deal.
Yeah, but they could still move him.
Who would pick that? Who can even afford
Lakers.
That?
Lakers.
They trade him to the Lakers?
Well, I'm telling you this, dude. The Lakers, and we'll get into your Lakers. It's almost either Mitch Kupchak is the biggest idiot in the world, or he's so brilliant that this whole thing is
planned,
playing
and
out
next
the
year, right? The way he wants it. Next year we get Kevin Love and one of these picks, Okafor,
even, listen, dude. Listen,
Okafor or
you guys,
Towns.
They have you guys getting Okafor,
Okafor or Towns from the draft. And then Kevin Love opts out after 1 year in Cleveland because it sucks.
You're not going to need him,
dude. He ain't opting out.
Yeah, you're not going to.
That rumor's already out there.
I know,
dude.
But it's like, not going to need him.
Have opt-outs.
You're not going to need
him. Why aren't we going to
need him? Julius Randle is a fucking savage, dude.
No, I was feeling him before he got
savage.
Hurt.
And you're great.
That guy's a fucking monster, bro.
I was feeling him before he got hurt.
You're not going to have to pay him for five fucking years.
Him and Ed Davis. I like Ed Davis, too.
Ed Davis is garbage, bro.
He's
garbage.
Ed Davis.
There's a reason why he's been on five teams, okay?
It hasn't been a good fit. He hasn't found a good fit yet.
I just disagree with you on that one. He's an end of a bench
guy.
But
we can use Kevin Love.
But you're going to have Randle. You're
going to
have Okafor.
Anybody in the NBA can use Kevin Love.
We're not going to need him.
Yeah, you're not, because Randall's going to be a savage.
Nowhere, man.
Okafor, now you got your two
down low
bangers.
In Cleveland
and you're
going to
be able to sign fucking, like, with this new TV deal, you're going to be able to sign
three max players.
Yeah!
Oh, no. I'm Kevin Durant. I'm with you on that.
I think you guys get Westbrook.
One more. Oh, no, him and Love. They've already talked about that. They want to come
Love's
play.
Coming, dude.
Why not?
Because
I think you guys get Rondo.
Cleveland is so great.
I think you guys get Westbrook.
No, we're going to get Love and one of those PGs. Love, Okafor, and a young PG, and we're back.
But I think you might get that kid who went to China. Who went and played in China because he's supposed to play for... That kid's going to be a monster.
He's supposed to go to Kentucky?
He's supposed to go to SMU with Larry Brown.
Oh, okay, right, right,
and he bailed on that, and he went...
One of these young seven-footers.
Dude, Okafor is the last...
Towns from Kentucky. Have you seen Kentucky?
Yeah.
They have 10 McDonald's All-Americans. They sub in five McDonald's All-Americans, and then they sub in five more, like
That's
five
crazy.
Minutes later.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They just sub fives in. No one for one. Just five. Yeah. Five of you guys go in, and you're going to the NBA.
Okafor is the best player at the five since Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, no, I've heard big things.
A legit back-to-the-basket banger.
That
seven,
can pass.
Basically 6'11", 7 foot, who's just big, strong, and angry.
Right, no, he can pass,
and ain't
too.
Afraid to dance.
No, Duke is college dancing. Basketball. This is another banner year for college basketball.
Yeah.
That's some real good teams. Duke is really good. Kentucky is really good. Arizona is really good.
I'm happy Arizona's good. No, dude, I don't like UCLA. I don't think Steve Alford's a great coach.
Dude,
I don't
neither
think
one of those
does.
Teams are USC or UCLA in the top 25.
Do you want to go see a USC game this year?
There's not a team in California.
Infield, what's the coach?
Yeah, that guy from Florida Gulf Coast.
Right, that had that one
like
good
Lob
year.
City,
right,
dude.
And they're not doing that at SC,
because
though.
He just got to get the right athletes, dude. But I believe in that guy, and I think that's a good team. And
really?
I think that team could be, I think he's got the right
this
style.
This year?
I think he's going to keep building, dude.
Right.
That guy's brilliant. And, dude,
well,
that's.
He married a Maxim model,
yeah,
so he's definitely
stupid.
Brilliant. Right.
And, dude, his style is Lob City.
Right.
And
no.
They should get back. That's the thing the Clippers got
to
do, is
get
back
to
Lob
City.
Lob City.
What happened to that? Age. These guys are getting old fast.
No, dude.
I'm
it's just Blake
that
Griffin
high, that high,
hates getting hit now.
Right. I was about to say that high wire basketball, even Jordan had to become ground bound.
Yeah, but
you know what
dude,
I mean?
Blake Griffin's only 25, dude.
Right. But still, it's a lot of wear and tear. He had that knee injury.
It's first year.
Right. Exactly. His 25 is more like a 30. And Chris Paul's 30 is more like a 35.
Dude, you're talking out of your ass.
Dude, those dudes play a lot of minutes, and they play a real high tempo style. Like, they're not slowing it down. Like, that's why they're slowing it down now. You can't keep running like that. Like,
I just think that here's the thing. Why do we destroy people out the gate? Because we are more.
Come out trying to break.
No, dude. Because we're talented up front. Our first line can get the job done.
Your top three players.
Get it done. And then when you're supposed to sub in people, that's where we lose the game.
That's where the wheel comes off the bus.
Yep. Right. And that's the problem because Doc hasn't loaded us up.
No depth. No, absolutely. Yeah. I was asking you weeks ago, who's the fourth best Clipper? And whoever you can name does not sound like the fourth best player on a championship team.
I get you. I mean, we could say that about Houston Rockets.
I mean, Jamal Crawford, six men of the year.
We can say that about the Memphis Grizzlies. Three guys. Who's the fourth guy in the Grizzlies?
Tony Allen,
he's a defensive guy. Exactly. But he ain't scoring nothing.
But, like, the top defensive guy in the league, though. Like, you put him on whoever the best player is for the other team. Kind of like that guy from the Bulls last night. Like, he's probably their fourth best player.
No, I gotcha.
And like a Kawhi Leonard. He's probably, gotcha. Like, their fourth. I mean, that has to be that kind of guy.
I mean, there's guys you can get, and I don't think you should ever have a coach be your GM.
I was just going to say that.
No. I just don't think.
There's no checks and balances there.
Nope.
You need that. Absolutely.
You paint yourself into a corner to being all in on what this guy's saying.
Who is the guy they should have got?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Who's the guy that used to be the Indiana Pacers, then he went to the Knicks?
Larry Brown?
Brown?
No, the GM.
Larry Bird?
Donnie Walsh.
Is it Donnie Walsh?
Yeah. Well,
he was with the Knicks, and then he went to New York. Yeah, I like that guy. That guy, he's pretty good. He had the Knicks cleaned up for a little while,
and then
the owner just went batshit crazy and got rid of him.
No, and he built a strong team in Indiana, which is not easy.
I like Donnie Walsh. I would love to see him as the Clippers. I mean, Ballmer should be like, dude, I think you're a great coach, but I want a GM.
I was just about to say, Ballmer looks like his fuse is running short. They show him in a couple of these games recently.
He looks like he's always about to have a fucking heart attack.
He looks like he's about to make a move. Like, he looks like I'm about to spend some money on something again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not good for Doc.
Yeah.
Because he didn't bring Doc in, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he loves Doc. He's the guy who gave him the raise. But I'd be like, dude, I need a guy who's a GM who picks
players, but I'm just saying, this isn't the scenario he put in place. This scenario was in place when he bought the team.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So usually when you buy something and something is in place and not working,
you want to change that. We talked about this last week, and then we got to wrap up about how, you know who's got the best is Steve Ballmer's kid. Have you seen that kid? He's like 19 years old. His dad's a billionaire. Just bought the Clippers. I mean, the guy, dude, you just literally got the keys to the candy store.
Right. He's hanging out at every game courtside.
And then he's going to every club, every party. Everybody's allowing him in. And he's just he went from banging fucking
high school chicks to banging fine grown women.
Yeah. Like, he's stacking
basketball.
That's
another guy that can do catcalls without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Your
if that guy's like,
who?
You got a fat ass, you just go, yes, I do. Thank you, sir. Can we please go to your fucking hot tub that you have in your helicopter?
If I was that rich and I had a kid in LA, I'd be like, dude, you cannot OD on drugs because you're just going
to
have everything.
That's the track
every girl's going to want to hang out with you and want to party and let you do whatever you want to them because they just want access to the VIPs.
That sounds like V. Stiviano.
Yeah. And then he goes back to that chick. But when you're 82 and you have a 30, she called the cops on him. The wife called the cops because she
was over there.
Yeah, and you know, dude, if you're 80 and a 30-year-old is letting you lay on top of her and fucking,
it's gonna be hard for you to get rid of that. She's gonna have to really, really fuck her.
Yeah, she's gonna have to. You're gonna have to be put in jail to stop hitting that shit.
Unbelievable. I think she's like up for scumbag of the year.
She's just a gold digger.
Yeah.
But like, I'm surprised they haven't tried to put her on Basketball Wives. Like, she'd be perfect.
Oh, wait, just wait.
Like an attention whore.
She's
gold digger.
Get her own show.
She tried.
I fucking hope not.
She tried, but
I hope somebody puts the fucking gauntlet down when it comes to that shit. And it's like, you can't be a fucking dumb fuck. You know what I mean? Someone's got to start punishing these people instead of rewarding them for being a complete fucking scumbag.
As long as people keep watching it and they're willing to fucking be these internet flares of crazy, they're going to keep putting them on television.
Right.
And they're just going to, once they get bored, they'll put someone else who will go even crazier.
Right. No.
Well, Kareem, did we talk enough?
Sports, politics, race relations.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got it all in.
Well, we love having you on. You're always welcome. Is there anything you want to promote?
At Kareem Matthews. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook. Next week, Melrose Improv, Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Saturday I'm at the Ice House with Maz Jobrani.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's...
Shit just got real.
The Thanksgiving weekend, yeah. So check me out at one of those spots. And in the Comics Basketball League.
Yeah, dude, good luck. I hope you win it.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, I do, too. So do I.
T-Bow, anything you want to push?
This Friday I'll be at the Ice House with Sam Tripoli. And then Sunday I will be... doing this theater spot in Vermont, which is pretty cool. It's called Palapalooza, and I will tweet about that. That's at 9 o'clock Sunday at on Vermont Street. So come check that out.
All right, guys, check out betdsi.com for all your betting needs, cavemancoffee.com for all your coffee needs, and go to punchdrunksports.com. We're always looking for writers. If you got something to do, we're still looking for a social media guy who will just find hot skanks on the internet for our website. I'm the only one putting them up there. But if you want to fucking find hot skanks, and you want to put them on our website, come help us out. Again, New Year's, I will be in Toronto at the Underground. Come check me out. More dates to come. Love you guys. Thanks for everything. T-shirts will be up soon. And hopefully we'll have Skype by next week. And we'll have Ari back on. And we'll get going. All right, guys. You're the best. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Peace.